What's poppin'? We're in the DealsNeedy.com studios with the Wednesday show, with the Drew and Mike show, featuring Mark Maz. Joey is in the house on, well, recording on the 9th, October 9th, John Lennon's 78th birthday.
Yes.
Also my mom's 98th birthday.
Oh, wow. What a party.
I informed her it was her birthday.
Oh, how's she doing?
She's doing fine. Yeah. Just, you know, her memory's about as, things you tell her last as long in her memory as the guy in 51st Dates.
Oh, yeah. Or Memento.
Yeah, pretty much.
She should start tattooing things on herself, like Memento.
That's a thought.
Sometimes that's a good thing to forget things right away.
I have to tell you, she's not all that unhappy.
Right.
I can't really say she's unhappy at all.
That's good.
Except that she can't remember when you visit that you came a week ago.
Oh, that sucks.
She thinks she hasn't seen you in years.
Well, it's like dogs. Dog years.
Are you calling Drew's mom a dog?
I'm not.
That's rude.
You know, when you leave the dog for a minute, you can leave him for like week. It's the same thing. They're happy to see
terrible.
You.
What a terrible conspiracy.
I do find, though, when I'm gone for three
go
days.
Go home to mommy.
The dogs will be quite pumped when I do return.
No question.
But John Lennon's 78th birthday certainly would have been his 78th birthday.
Growing up, such a huge Beatle fan, I know your sisters were, too. Was your mom aware that they shared the same birthday, and did she think that was cool, or did she not care?
She was very aware of it because it was how I remembered her birthday for a while.
and you know who I share a birthday with,
John Lennon's
with, right?
birthday always comes up. It's always mentioned.
Yeah.
You know who I share a birthday with?
What's your birthday?
Besides John Travolta. I mean, Beatlesque.
It ain't all about you, sweetheart.
February 18th.
February 18th? Wait, February 18th.
How did it become about Tom's birthday?
Well, it's John Lennon.
Yeah, but
I share
a big mistake
mentioning
I share
a birthday with Yoko.
Oh.
Yes.
He's born on February 18th?
Yes.
No kidding.
Happy
it's
birthday
terrible.
To him.
Terrible.
I don't care.
Who else is on the 18th?
Cybill Shepherd, John Travolta.
Happy birthday to
Vanna
him.
White.
I don't care.
It's funny, you know, everyone that's born on your birthday.
Well, I only know one person who was born on who I share a birthday with, and I'm very
January
happy.
January 3rd?
Very happy to share a birthday with.
Has any relationship ever worked with you? No!
Yeah, Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson?
I don't love you, okay?
That's how you are on the phone, too.
I turned the goddamn house down.
I know Jane Pauley.
Nothing.
Jane Pauley is October 31st. So is Dan Rather.
There's a lot on October.
The best birthday. You got Halloween.
There are some pretty cool people on the 31st. Yeah. I just can't think of them. Dave McNally, the Orioles left-hander,
20-game winner,
was
one
Halloween.
Of four.
Yeah, it is a great. It is a good birthday. The anniversary of Mags is Chocolate Fest.
Oh, that's right.
Can't let that happen again this year.
What are you giving out on Halloween this year?
I always like it.
What? Who cares?
Usually Snickers and Hershey's and.
You don't happen to have any laying around, do you?
No, we just ate all the Kit Kats that were left before the show.
That's the end of them.
Hey, I know.
Guess what day it
I'm hungry,
it's
too.
October 9th, and it's your birthday.
It's October 9th,
and it's your birthday.
October 9th.
You're just saying that to your mom.
Happy, happy, happy birthday.
It's October 9th. That is the day
guy,
you
man.
Were born. That
he's got a lot of hits.
She would dig that song.
You must feel so
hey, the Spooktacular Savings are back from the dead. Speaking
right.
of Halloween, with our repulsive friends at Zodfort and Holly, for the month of Rocktober, you can lease a new 18 Ford Escape for as low as $57 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Is that so sad? Can be Lily's car?
No, we're still not getting Lily a car.
What? $57?
I know.
She could make that. Why didn't she buy her own car?
She should buy her own.
Maybe she will. Kathy wants her to save up. That's like a babysitting night right there.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
It was actually my car, but I bought it for her.
So it sounds like Kathy was the Trump.
She is.
And was she even wavering?
No.
Not a bit?
No waver. Even though she drives them everywhere, she is not wavering.
I respect her for not wavering.
I think she's weakening, personally.
I'm not really. Well, she might be.
Yeah.
But putting it off, I think, is better than just caving in, which is your style.
Exactly. I cave like a cheap suit.
I don't know. I just, the idea, I know every, it seems like most 16-year-olds get a car. It seems that way. Did you have a car when you were 16, Joe?
Yeah,
see?
What a show off.
And he's 29, right? Yeah, 13 years ago.
Did you have a smart car? Or they weren't invented yet?
Toyota Supra.
Oh, Supra.
A Supra, not
nice.
Bad.
That's a sports
wow.
car.
Wow. I wish I was Trudy's kid.
Mm-hmm.
So, The problem is that presenting a kid with a car on their 16th birthday, there's two aspects of it that are crazy to me. A, you've done nothing to earn this. I mean, if they've done nothing to earn it. And B, a car. I mean, 16-year-olds can't handle having a phone.
That's what my wife described it as. You're going to put this huge machine in this little 16-year-old's hand. She could barely get out of the house, out of her room.
But she's not the first 16-year-old.
I understand that.
Well, that's the problem, though. Everyone else gets one. Yeah. I mean, that's the same thing with phones. I remember phones when, you know, the kids were getting to be 12 and 13. Everybody's got a phone. It's like, wow, they do.
Now, is Michigan one of the only states that 16 years old gets you a license?
No.
I think that's fairly common, isn't it?
I think when I was growing up, it was 17.
What a weird state,
state can't even pump its own gas.
No, we're not allowed.
I know. It's a very soft state.
No, it's not soft. It is. It gives extra jobs.
Steve Perry should move there.
By the way, why are you making fun of Steve Perry? I like Steve Perry.
That's a lovely accent you have.
We'll come back.
Okay.
Steve Perry Army has made itself
heard. Yeah.
How many comments are there? I saw 57 this morning.
Well, I spent a lot of time deleting the, I don't know what it was, but almost like spam because they were spamming the comment section. I left all the legitimate mean ones up there because those are just fun.
Oh.
But a lot of them spanned with just an emoji of a wolf, which I don't know if that means something. A wolf pack for Steve Perry. I don't know. The message was lost.
Anyway.
Definitely thumbs downing it, though.
Lily can afford her own car now at $57 for a Ford Escape. That's a brand new Ford Escape with monthly payments less than the cost of candy you'll be handing out to all the neighborhood brats on Halloween. Or if you need a truck to tote your load of goblins and jack-o'-lanterns, you can lease a new 18 Ford F-150 Super Cab 4x4 for $105 a month. These squeamishly haunting deals will be gone before you know it. So slither your way to Zot Ford and see the zombie-rific friends to get your ghoulish new Ford Escape at $57 a month or a witchy Ford F-150 at $105 a month. Moo-hoo-ha-ha.
I like turtles.
Check out the bone-chilling deals and horrifying inventory at dealsnd.com. That reminds me.
You know what made me think of that?
I like turtles.
The word zombie.
Back here live at the Waterfront Village with my friend, the zombie, Jonathan. You're looking good. Jonathan just got an awesome face paint job. What do you think?
I like turtles.
All right. You're a great zombie.
Oh, my God.
That reporter has to correct that little kid. Like, you're not a turtle, idiot. You're a zombie.
Speaking of the zombies, they're up for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Zombies.
Yeah.
We'll get to the entire list in a minute.
Oh, Tom wants to blow out everything in the first minute of the show.
You mentioned zombies. I just put it together. I'm looking at a list here.
You
see my prep?
You're blowing out your whole pre-show run through.
Are you a Zombies fan?
They're okay.
I'm not sure.
They made the 60s on six.
Wait, she's not there. She's not there. Yeah. Tell her no.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
No. The Odyssey and Oracle is one of the great albums of the 60s. And the Zombies, by the way, are huge, huge in Europe.
Now,
huge.
Any of them solo guys that we'd know?
Rod Argent. Hold your head up. Whoa, yeah. Hold your head. Remember that song?
I do, but I don't know him. Well, like the Raspberries that Eric.
Wait, didn't
Eric? What's his name? Help me out. Raspberries.
Eric Carmen. Wasn't Rod Argent? Wait, is he in the band that did "Don't Call Us"? Do 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 do. We'll call you.
I don't know.
Here's a song by a gay guy.
But this song is very good.
I think we've talked about this before. It reminds me of the Robin Williams movie Awakenings. Isn't this in Awakenings when they're driving around? Or am I thinking of a totally different... Oh, that might be something... Ah, never mind. Scrap that. It's got to be in a bunch of movies, isn't it? Huh?
I had no idea, so I was glad you scrapped it.
I got no support.
This is a psychedelic song.
It's not acid rock like Muse?
No, this is not acid rock.
Hey, you never replied to my text.
Which was your text?
You were very proud that Toto...
Oh, Toto won.
Yeah, who did it beat?
I don't know who it beat. Someone sent that to me.
Oh.
And then I asked him, who did it beat? And he had just gotten in, so he didn't know who it went against.
Oh.
But he says it wins every home game.
Well, yeah. Bunch of sheep.
What can I tell you? Toto wins the record of the day. You know how they get at Ford
Field?
Yeah,
I know.
No, we know.
Get a choice. So Africa's still hot.
For some reason, I thought Rod Argent was in Sugarloaf, which is Don't Call Us, We'll Call You. But no. Argent did do
Never heard of.
Hold Your Head Up. That was a big hit. Yeah. Hold Your Head Up.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
that?
Of course.
Yeah. But let me mention... wait, is this Hold Your Head Up?
Yeah, live on tour.
Really? A live version?
I guess.
I'm a little nervous.
So far, it's pretty cool.
No, it's a great song. Dum, 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 dum. Is this Arjun?
Says it is.
It sounds like it, I guess. What year is this, Mark?
This version?
Yeah.
Let's see. This is from Live on Tour 2008. Wait, no, this is with Ringo. He did it with the Ringo Band.
Rod Arjun with Ringo's All-Stars. Yeah. Okay. It doesn't even sound like the right singer. And if it
hurts, don't let them see you. I wish Ringo would come back here with the All-Star Band. I'll definitely go.
He will. Dr. Roche wants you to know they're doing Body Tight. Man, are they doing Body Tight. They're tightening up bodies all over the place.
Nice.
Necks, faces, stomachs, hips, you name it. They'll tighten it up with Body Tight. They literally cook the skin, and it tightens up for, I think, up to 6 months. So people sometimes go, wow, that was really good. And then 6 months later, go, oh, my God, that was great. I mean, stunning results with Body Tight. And then, of course, the Fractura and some of the other new skin procedures are doing to the surface of the skin. Getting rid of that weary, tired, wrinkled skin and replacing it with much tighter skin, or in some cases, replacing it with fat or filling it with fat or with fillers, Juvederm, Botox,
yes,
wrinkles.
Sir.
And then boobs, always boobs.
Always.
There's probably somebody in there talking about new boobs right now as we speak. C cups, D cups, double Ds.
There goes another pair right there.
Yeah. See ya. Out the door. And on, Diva, Lipo, they do it all with Dr. Roche. Call for an appointment or look at pictures at DRROCHE. It's always fun to look at the pictures, I think, whether you're going or not. 248-338-1110. Get a consult with Dr. Roche. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Okay, we talked about the zombies. And this list is so long.
I also want to thank the member of the Hall of Fame.
I was kind of bummed out because I was thinking about that. I want almost all these people to get in, and I know only 4 or 5 of them are getting it in.
But you can vote.
I know. I just think it's kind of crap that they make these people sweat it out.
Right.
I
mean, who's getting in, do you think?
Well,
Janet Jackson's got to get in.
Why? This is her third nomination. She's been refused
she's
twice.
She's not rock and roll, but, you know, she should be in.
Why?
Because she was very good at what she does.
I think she'll get in.
Meh.
Because she's Michael's sister and because she had her own career.
Oh, she
and
had a great
it's
career.
Really not a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's a Music Hall of Fame. I don't know. Right. Why do they call it a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
It's a Music Hall of Fame, except for country. Or classical.
That's a good point.
So Rock and Pop Hall of Fame.
Johnny Cash is in there.
Yeah, but he's, I don't know, isn't he kind of a forebearer of rock? I mean, there's a lot of blues guys, too.
Folk.
Kraftwerk, it's their 5th nomination.
I know, they're becoming the John Butterfield Blues Band.
You know.
Because they were nominated forever.
They were. Kraftwerk, a lot of people talk about Kraftwerk. So
big influence.
But they're not, yeah, but they're, you know, when you compare Kraftwerk to Def Leppard, who have so many fans, The Cure's 2nd nomination, Radiohead's 2nd nomination.
They've got to get in. I can't believe they weren't in last year.
I was kind of surprised they didn't get in, too, but they're up against too many people. I mean, when you look at all the people that, you know, people run campaigns for all these bands, so.
Rage Against the Machine should be in.
It's their 2nd nomination, too.
But then, you know, the politics. Did you roll your eyes at Rage Against the Machine, Tommy?
I did.
Terrible.
You're not a fan of Rage?
It's just noise.
Noise. It's good noise.
I would assume they have a decent chance. Brandon in the house.
Andy.
I'd say if I was picking, first of all, it's Todd Rundgren's 1st nomination. Let me just read the list. The Cure, Def Leppard, Devo, Janet Jackson, John Prine, Kraftwerk, LL Cool J, 5th nomination for LL Cool J, MC5, 4th nomination, Radiohead 2nd, Rage 2nd, Roxy Music 1st, Rufus and Chaka Khan, 3rd, and Stevie Nicks her first solo nomination? That's a good question. Todd Rundgren's first nomination, which blows my mind he hasn't been nominated.
That's unbelievable.
It's a crime. Someone should be arrested. And the Zombies, their fourth nomination.
Put them in.
If I had my choice, oh boy.
Wait a sec. Why Stevie Nicks? What has she done by herself? And what am I missing?
Oh, Stand Back. And her first solo album did very well.
She had some good stuff in the 80s.
She had the song with Tom Petty that was a big hit. She's got hits on her own. I mean, probably I got four or five top 10 hits. I don't know why it's important for her to be on her own, because although she's had a solo career for, I mean, when Fleetwood Mac have been not doing their thing, probably the early 80s, she had some big records. She had Edge of 17, Stand Back.
I think someone just wants to be in her orbit.
Good videos.
Somebody wants to what?
Just be in her orbit and get laid.
You could be right.
Good MTVs. Good videos.
Oh, come on. Compared to some of these other bands, though, there's no way she should be in solo.
Well, this whole question is very complicated. I personally love The Cure. I'm kind of amazed they're not in.
I'm surprised they're not.
Yeah. I love Devo. I just think Devo is so unique and so fascinating and so artsy.
How long were they around?
They were around from 75 to 82, I believe.
Right. That's not very long.
Well, they've been back together touring. They're not an arena band, but God, Devo, their videos. They were ahead of MTV with those insanely cool videos.
There's no question about that.
Mark Mothersbaugh should at least be in by himself.
I don't know. I think it's kind of crazy that they're not in. They are so completely unique. They're in their own category. No one is like Devo.
I'm with you. Put them in.
I love The Cure because I like new wave music, and they were kind of that new wave. MC5, the local guys, their fourth nomination. Come on. Isn't it time for the MC5 already?
Hey, you got that T-shirt on today.
I do. Roxy Music is one of my favorites. I'd love to see Roxy Music go in. I'm kind of amazed that artsy-fartsy band isn't in. And then Todd Rundgren and the Zombies. Todd with Utopia and with Nas. What's that song? We Gotta Get You a Woman. It was a hit for Nas.
He's in Ringo's band now, obviously. He's been there for a long time.
He's been with Ringo for quite a while. The Want of a Nail, I Saw the Light, Hello, It's Me. I mean, hit after hit. He had a lot of great songs. He wrote some songs for other people. He produced Aerosmith. He produced XTC.
He should be in there.
He's a monster producer. I could almost put him in there for that alone. And the Zombies. Again, Zombies are getting up. Zombies are in their mid-70s, I think. But then that leaves out Radiohead, Def Leppard, Janet Jackson, John Prine, LL Cool J. How long? LL Cool J. I mean, again, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, really? Rufus and Chaka Khan?
Why Chaka Khan?
I don't know. Anybody does a song about themselves, I think they should wait at least two nominations.
There goes Jason Derulo's chances.
And Kid Rock.
Or Boston. That album. Didn't Boston have a song?
Boston had an album in Boston.
Bad Company.
Bad Company.
Yeah. Good one.
Yeah, what is that? There's a lot more than that, aren't there?
Bands that call themselves.
Let's do a search on bands that name themselves.
I think a ton will come up.
Yeah, there's a shit ton of them. Bad Religion, Black Sabbath, Green Day.
There's a song called Green Day?
Yeah.
Really?
I hate to see Radiohead wait any longer.
Talk about a groundbreaking band.
Yeah, they're another one. They're a really unique band. Def Leppard, for sheer popularity, should probably be in there already.
As much as people laugh at them, they're not that bad. Huge albums.
They're kind of a pop rock band to me. I mean, they have great hooks.
Had some great titty bar music, no question.
I would think so.
Yep.
So,
Def
anyway.
Leppard sucks!
We should probably get Gary Graff on this week. Today was also that Imagine box set, which 61 tracks from an album that had, I think, 10 songs. But some of them are it's the creation of the song. You hear they have the stages, which was kind of cool. They have the raw vocals for a couple. They got
Did you already
takes.
Download it?
Well, I have Google Play, so it just automatically. Yeah, ooh. I was listening to it. Like, ooh, Yeah, I pay $9 a month for that great service. No wonder no one makes any money with music anymore. I pay $9. I have all the music in the world, $9 a month.
I pay $14 a month, you know, and the whole family's got Apple Music.
So what is it, a dollar for every additional family member?
I don't know how they do it. I think it's $10 for one subscription. Then if you get into the family, it's $14. It might even be $8 for
one. Is grandma on that plan?
No, grandma doesn't know.
What? Grandma gets screwed on that?
She can use it if she wants to.
Grandma could listen to some Sinatra or
she's
some
got,
swing
She's got
music.
A Samsung. She doesn't rock the Apple. Kathy.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, Kathy too.
You don't allow that.
Kathy's not on the plan?
No, she's on the plan, but she has a Samsung.
You don't want her on Apple because that's more data that she'll suck out of the plan.
Good point.
You get all that extra grandma data.
Anyway, I haven't switched off the unlimited data yet since our summer trip to Jersey.
What?
Oh, you're still on unlimited data?
I'm still on unlimited. I find it just easier this way.
It seemed like it was pretty nip and tuck there for a while.
I mean,
there were weeks where the kids were just really forced to sweat it out.
But it was hilarious. We'd always have the data game. You know, who's spending the most data? Lily and Abby and me was the
who
three
was the
of us.
Who was the league leader?
Lily would lead league. Lily would
by,
do it.
By a lot?
Don't
depends.
Play games with it.
Abby's had a couple of big months.
How often do you lead the league?
I lead once in a blue moon.
Really?
I don't play that game.
As much as you're on your phone, kids get ahead of you?
Yeah.
Lily's got all those conspiracy theories to look up.
Of course.
That's true.
Of course.
We got her back, though.
Attaboy.
Today, October 9th.
By the way, she said she was looking at these colleges, and one of these college courses that she could take is conspiracy theories.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a college course in there?
Yeah. I think Wayne State
How
or
exciting
Macomb
is that?
Community offers it, and they could take it. In their high school, you know, maybe in the third year of high school, they could start taking college courses.
Pretty cool to take a college class while you're in high school, even if it's conspiracy theories.
I'm like, Lil, there you go.
Goodbye, good shit school.
I can't tell you how upset today I was to read. Let me see if I can find the story. Today is not only my mom's birthday, not only John Lennon's birthday. It is the two-year anniversary of Billy Bush going down for being on
Hell's Bush.
That man, he laughed.
Right there.
He laughed at the grab a pussy comment.
Happy anniversary, a-hole.
He's not too happy.
You know,
grabbed by the pussy.
To why, think that
he got fucked, man.
Why did his? Why was his career completely waylaid? I mean, when we look at some of these other people who are
someone had to lose it.
Seem to be doing okay.
They picked him.
Well, they said
how about the guy that said it? Yeah.
They said that people in the news department refused to work with him. That was why they let him go at the time, that people were so upset. And the amazing thing was he was the one who said, you know, there's this video the news department might be interested in. And they held the thing for a couple months.
He was going to break the story.
They were going to release it right before the election, apparently, which is, boy, that's interesting news judgment, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Billy.
But I think they were afraid that someone else had the tape, so they sent it out there on October the 9th.
Well, they're not the ones that put it out, NBC. It was the Washington Post got it.
Oh, well, NBC was, okay, NBC never did get it out then until then. They were holding it, and the Washington Post got a hold of it somehow. But and that's why Billy was going to be edited out of the tape, I think, wasn't he?
By NBC, mm-hmm.
How cute is that? Nice how we shaped the news, huh? But he didn't get that luxury, so apparently, like the Norm MacDonald comment, people must have been crying in the news department, and they could no longer work with Billy Bush. So there's a story about him today about how, you know, his career, see ya! But he feels he has atoned for it. He has developed more empathy.
Oh, God.
And understanding, and he is now a soft person. But he says that the president and NBC have not suffered.
Shut up, baby dick.
I'm not sure what does he mean about NBC. How does he mean that?
How does he want them to suffer?
I don't know. I think he just wants to spread the pain. Let's see. My life went from order to chaos in an instant. And they have a picture of him trying on Spanx.
Jeez, why don't you go cry about it?
The morning the tape came out, what? Which. Yeah, he tried on Spanx, which was hilarious. Apparently, everyone thought that was very funny.
A weirdo.
The disgraced Today Show host who lost his job and eventually his marriage. Was this why he lost his marriage, really?
Yeah.
His wife dumped him over that?
Yeah.
Really?
No.
Took to Instagram to tell fans he's accounted for his actions.
I gotta believe, and maybe you'll disagree, there had to be more to whatever was going on with him at NBC and Access Hollywood for them to blow him out. Or what, do you really think?
But it never came out.
Simply this tape.
It never came out.
But I wonder if those people, those whiners, really just didn't like him.
I don't think they did. But you know, I think. Look at the Norm MacDonald thing. People were crying.
Yeah.
At the Tonight Show, crying over some comments he made. I mean, that's ridiculous. I would have said, you know, you're too soft. Stop crying. This is a guest. He's going to help us tonight with the show. So, you know, you can't judge everything for every little tiny little weenie thing.
Plus, it's good for the show to have him on and talk about it.
And he's also a very good performer, and he's not a bad guy either.
The Tonight Show is just soft TV. That's all they want to be.
I think there's no excuse for him being kicked off the show. I thought that was ridiculous. In Billy Bush's case, yeah, I think you're right. I don't think people liked him. I don't think it was because he was a terrible sexist or anything.
He was just elevated to the 9 o'clock hour.
People were angry about.
Yeah, so this had to just be all of that together.
It's probably someone he pissed off that's, you know, up high.
A broker.
And that's the end of it.
So anyway, he had deleted all his social media. He's back on social media.
All right.
And they have some,
he was very obnoxious.
Thank God. I was wondering when he was going to get back.
They have some sample tweets. This is from October the 1st. Start with September 30. Wait, no, let's start with September 26. Our politics cannot get lower. How could anyone participate in something over politics? We're picking each other apart over politics. And sleep at night. Silent majority. Find a voice. Take back civility.
What?
September 26th. Any woman who's ever been assaulted, I imagine, is furious over the wanton politicization of such a sensitive and personal thing. My heart bleeds for them. So many real victims may suffer believability after this. Just awful.
Oh, my God. He's so deep.
September 30th. Media will be working overtime to shade, tint, and affect this while the FBI does its investigation. Let's tune them all out. Time for a fair voice. September 30th. Matt Damon returns, sucking up to the very people who shouted him down and sent him into hiding.
Is this really his?
Hashtag mob rules. Yeah, these are his tweets.
Brandon just pulled it up. He's got a blue check mark next to him, and he has 170 followers. Why does he have that?
I don't know.
I think went off Twitter. I think he went off.
How did he get the blue check mark so quick?
Oh, because he's Billy Bush.
170?
He's following 5 people.
That's hilarious that no one's following him.
You sure that's not a fake mark?
Alec Baldwin. Well, he's got the blue check mark.
That's what the blue check mark is supposed to prevent, Tommy.
Is his website underneath it or anything?
No.
Can you click on anything for him?
He's following John Hickenlooper, Alec Baldwin, Deadline Hollywood, Hollywood Reporter, and Variety.
Finally, on October 1st, he says, my cousin Scott was a year ahead of Kavanaugh at Yale. Told me last night the drinking storyline is absurd. He drank no more than anyone else, as I assumed. The smear machine is in full swing. This will be a breathless week.
Wow, man, he's really hitting it hard.
That is his biggest tweet, too. 4 likes.
Where's Access Hollywood Billy Bush? Bring that fun guy back. Come on, talk about moving hard on him, Billy, or...
He's not the same
Billy
Bush.
Grabbing him in the pussy or whatever.
He's not the same Billy Bush. I was a happy-go-lucky guy. Everything was going great. And I was like, hey, this is awesome. And then kaboom! Since his losing his job, he's done some self-help work, including reading the Bible every day and meditating. This week's Instagram post wasn't the first time Bush took responsibility. In recent interviews, they realized he committed bystander abuse.
Zoof says he has 55,000 followers on Instagram, which, honestly, isn't that a little light for Instagram? 55,000?
Doesn't sound like many to me.
Oh, not for Billy Bush.
Wait, bystander abuse? Billy. Who comes up with these terms?
Bystander, that's
not
a
thing. Who comes up with these terms?
That's not a thing at all.
He says it is.
But that's,
grab him by the pussy?
That's not bystander abuse. Man, I've been a victim of that my whole life.
Oh, God, how ridiculous. Absolutely stupid. Well, I don't know. I think he's more of a joke than ever, acting like this. Yeah. He's too thoughtful. He's chill out.
He's trying to be the edgy, you know, the edgy Billy Bush now.
Yeah.
Maybe he's looking for a real, real news job.
I moved on her, actually. You know, she was down on Palm Beach. I moved on her, and I failed. I'll admit it.
Whoa.
I did try. She was married.
It's huge news, Sarah.
No, Nancy. Yeah. No, this was marriages. And I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping.
What? The idea of Trump taking Nancy Glass furniture shopping.
Was it Nancy O'Dell?
Nancy O'Dell.
Furniture. I said, I'll show you where they have some nice furniture. I took out furniture. I moved on her like a bitch.
What?
But I couldn't
get
there.
That's not a saying.
And all of a sudden, I see her. She's now got.
That's what's funny about this. Where does he get these things that are? It's like bystander abuse. Those aren't sayings.
He's just cursing. It
moving
just
on,
makes him cool.
Moving on someone like a bitch and grabbing them by the pussies aren't
it
things.
Just means
people.
He was moving on. He was yeah, moving in.
Was
he was trying to. He was trying
all
to get.
All of a sudden, I see her. She's now got the big phony tits and everything. She's totally changed her look.
She's your girl's hot as shit in the purple.
You're fired,
whoa.
Bush.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes, Nadal.
That's more than bystander abuse.
Oh, my man. Wait, you got to look at me when you get out.
Like, sets this up.
That is
fair. Will you give me the thumbs up?
You are a
pussy. You got to put the thumbs up. You got to okay. Get the
Trump
thumbs
called
up.
Him a pussy. Forgot about that.
It's locker room time.
You and I will walk in.
No, Andrew Shue said this is not locker room talk he ever heard when he played soccer.
Maybe it's a different one.
Better not be the post. No, it's her.
Yeah, that's her, with the gold. I got to use some Tic Tacs just in case they start kissing her.
What? What are you talking
like he's really going to kiss her. Come on.
So weird. Ridiculous.
What color Tic Tacs was he using? Can you tell?
I just start kissing
white, green?
Like I don't know. Probably white.
I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab him by the pussy. I can do anything.
Once again, the
pussy
advertisement by Verizon Wireless on the side of the bus paid off because that's all I see now when I look at that bus. I don't see the Access Hollywood. I see Verizon Wireless.
Pretty powerful ad they bought there.
I'm thinking of
no
switching.
Idea.
Hey, I need to talk about Hoop McInerney Starlink, and that's where I got my MKZ. I suggest you go check them out, too, because 2019 has arrived at Star and already appearing on the 2019 Lincoln MKCs and just days away. The debut of the long-anticipated luxury crossover, that's the 2019 Lincoln Nautilus. It comes standard with safety extras that otherwise would cost you thousands. It's got 22-way adjustable seats, blind spot monitoring, lane centering technology for continuous steering support. If you got one of those Android phones, you just set it in the center console. It's going to charge it wirelessly. That 2019 Lincoln MKC, you can get that with a lease as low as $331 a month. X and A plan customers get even more remarkable savings. If you're a Conquest buyer and you want to come over to Lincoln, you can save thousands on a Continental. It is America's foremost luxury sedan. Get the star treatment, the free loaners, free pick-up and delivery, the immaculate showroom and service area, and a welcoming staff of sales pros, including our very own Jimmy D, who's over there. Give him a call, 855-567-STAR, 855-567-STAR, or you can email him, jimmyd@starlincoln.com. It's all at Hoop McInerney Star Lincoln for 50 years, a legendary jewel among Detroit Lincoln dealerships. It's at 12 and Telegraph in Southfield.
What do Continentals look like?
Oh, I think they're sharp as hell, man.
Are they still boats?
You would look... No. You would look good in a Continental.
I was thinking it's time
I
for you to start...
Fits you.
It's time for me to start hitting curbs and stuff.
Why not?
In big cars.
You should.
No, I always like Continentals. I like the big ones.
Yeah,
but I saw one last year, and I thought it was pretty cool.
You should ask for a retro one, then.
It's not as big as the old school one.
What happened with the Lincoln? Remember the Mach 4, was it? Mach 5? Now I mix up Trudy's dad's band in the car.
They had the Mark 7.
That's it, Mark.
The Mark 7.
That's
yeah.
What you're talking about.
Those
not
cool
Mach.
Sharp car, yeah. Mike Novak used to have one of those.
Did he?
Badass.
Yeah.
Oh, is that car cool?
Mark 8, too.
Is that a brand that went bye-bye?
My pops had the Mark 8. That was a sharp car. I guess so, yeah. I mean, they just brought the Continental back because they had the S. They got rid of the S.
Can the McInerneys lead a charge to bring the Mark 7 back?
Sure. Give them a call. Call Jimmy D. He'll lead the charge. 855-567-STAR.
Jimmy D.
I love that grill.
Oh, is that the Continental?
That's the old one. That's the Mark 8. That's the old one.
Oh, that's a
new
cool
Continental.
Car. I want to see the new Continental.
Here's the Continental.
Here's the Continental.
Marcus has one.
He's got the Continental.
Marcus has a Continental.
I thought he had a Z.
No, he's got the Continental.
Tell Marcus he has to go to Star Lincoln.
I thought we were car twins, me and Marcus.
Well, at least this is the new one. He has this one. He loves it.
Now I'm jealous he has a Continental, not a Z.
That's pretty. I like that color, too. Let's see. So, there's some other stuff going on, of course. Are we going to call Tyler Baltieri?
Yeah.
You want to?
Is he ready for us?
Oh, yeah.
The teen dad. On Teen Mom and his wife. What's his wife's name?
Kaylin, I believe. Yeah, Kaylin.
No, Kaylin's the.
It's not Caitlin.
Oh, is it Caitlin?
Oh boy.
Can we gotta find out first.
Better look it up. She's really sweet. She's had a lot of problems with.
It's Caitlin.
Postpartum and depression. And last night in the show, she just came home, which Tyler didn't even know she was coming home.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, allegedly. I'd like to know if he really knew, because I thought it was fake. But he was very happy, and I can't, where's Janelle?
She's Janelle the done, bitch. Isn't she?
Is she? I hope she's booted. I hate her.
She's got her new titties, right? She's done.
Yeah, she has new titties.
Oops. Are we starting over?
The show over? Take over. The Hall Financial Hotline is over. Get your free appraisal when you originate a new mortgage with Hall Financial. Boy, people are refining like crazy. Boy, I wish all our accounts were doing as well as Hall Financial. Actually, they're all doing pretty well. Wish Marcus would buy a Lincoln from Star, though. That would help.
Who's Marcus?
Brandon's neighbor.
On the podcast.
Oh, Brandon's neighbor.
He's only been on the podcast a couple times.
I'm sorry. Must have missed him.
He's probably been on more than
you're
you,
marked
actually.
Up for that one.
He's getting 2 days a week.
I'm the only one that has prime numbers on the board. Everyone else has lines.
Prime numbers.
Numbers. Whatever.
Hello?
Hey, Tyler.
Hey.
It's the Drew and Mike show.
I'm sorry?
Who's this?
The Drew and Mike show.
Oh, I can't. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Do you know who?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you great. Say something, Mark.
Hi, Tyler. It's the Drew and Mike show. Maybe you can only hear me.
Oh, hey. How you guys doing?
Hey. I'll translate everything.
Now.
Cool, man.
You got a second?
Yeah, well, I'm actually in the middle of dinner right now, but I'll be available in probably like 2 hours.
2 hours?
2 hours?
Oh, man.
I mean, an hour. I mean, you know, come on. I got a large meal here.
Okay.
What are you having for dinner?
We're having crazy stuff. Ribeye, muffins, looking like biscuits, you know.
Oh, man.
Ribeyes.
We're going in.
Wow.
You guys are strong.
I'm coming over.
I wish I was on Teen Mom. I'm hungry. All right. Well,
come on.
We'll call you back.
Okay, yeah, do that.
Okay, brother.
About 40 minutes.
All right.
Hurry up and eat.
Right. Yeah, shovel it down.
I will shove it.
See you, Tyler. Yeah,
dude. All right.
I'm so glad Janelle's booted. I can't stand that beast. Farrah.
There was a thing the other
day. Still
Bristol Palin. I was watching her last night. That dope.
There was a thing with, who's Janelle with now?
It's an asshole.
What
it's
dick
a total
is she with
asshole.
Now?
I can't even think. It's some new swinging dick who's a total ass.
But he's tweeting about how he was at, I don't know, one of their brats' practices, and he had his gun on him. What? At a kid's practice? What are you talking about?
What thing to tweet?
I'm at my kid's practice. I got my gun, by the way. Pretty much, yeah.
Well, she carries her gun, of course, in case she gets in a road rage incident, which is always good to have a gun in a road rage incident. Which reminds me, the guy who in, I believe it's Pontiac, who a 14-year-old knocked on his door because he said he missed the bus and he was lost. He was trying to find his way to school.
It was Rochester Hills.
Okay, Rochester Hill. There you go. Yeah. Neighbor of your Marcus's.
Mm. Tough neighborhood.
The kid was immediately, they acted really very weird when they answered the door. And the next thing you know, he was running away from the house and the male homeowner was shooting a gun at him. Yeah. I believe it was a rifle.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. And he went on trial yesterday, and the kid testified. He's now 15, and he said he was lost. He wanted directions. And as soon as he answered the door, he said it seemed very weird. But it didn't sound like he busted into the house or anything.
Yeah.
He rang. He knocked on the door, I think. Now, the guy who is on trial for shooting at him shot at someone in a road rage incident in 2013 or 11 or something. Not too long ago. And he pleaded down to a misdemeanor. So, you know, because if you shoot at someone in a car, I would say no more guns for you. It's very simple.
Yeah. I would almost say no more cars for you, too.
Yeah, I agree.
Because clearly you can't be calm enough in your own car.
I mean, I would think literally when the thing was settled, the officer would say, you got to sign this. This is the no more guns for you policy. Because you're too quick a trigger. You don't shoot at people over an argument in the road. So no more guns for you. And then we'll talk about the other issue later.
Mm-hmm.
But no, of course, he pleads it down, keeps his weapons legally, and then shoots at a kid who knocks on his door.
And I know the area. I believe I know the area where this is. And it's not like there's any businesses or gas stations that are actually close at all in this specific area. So going up to a house seems totally, you know, if you need to get directions, why not?
Yeah, there's no gas station. But then again, who doesn't get directions on their phone anymore?
I know. I have to tell you, I thought the story was kind of
some weird Maz data plan, or you're free to using your data.
I thought the story was a little weird, but you know, with kids,
what kind of threat did that kid really pose?
It didn't seem like much of a threat to me. But
seems like this guy's a little too eager.
I have an idea.
Shoot.
Don't answer your door.
Here's the amazing thing. There's actually support for the homeowner. Like, yeah, sure, you need a direct. I mean,
oh come on.
Like he should have shot at this kid, which is so stupid.
Wait, Tom, you just had the best point. Who answers their door anymore?
Don't answer it. Do you answer it when the Jehovah's Witnesses come to your door?
You don't ever know. Right. Don't ever answer the fucking door.
I'm kind of pissed at how many
weirdo
people
their door.
People knock on my door all the fucking time.
You don't answer it, do you?
Sometimes. Oh, because I don't know who's coming. Could be
gross.
Who knows who could be?
Yeah, but nobody wants to talk to anybody that just pops by. You pretend you close the blinds and you hide and pretend like nobody's home.
Well, the dogs are barking and the door's open. There's just a screen door, so it's kind of hard to hide. I don't know. I mean, who knows who it could be?
Well, still, you don't have to.
Any of you guys?
It could. If your front door is open, you got to at least go check it out. Like, if your door is open, you got to at least check it out from your from the daughter's bedroom or something like that. Look out their window.
No.
Look out the side window or something like that.
Yeah, I got to develop a strategy. You're right. With Halloween coming up, especially some of these 20-year-old trick or treaters,
with no costume.
You know, also locally, the Weston Book Cadillac strike is a big deal because it's a hotel workers union, and they had a great chant yesterday. What's disgusting? Union busting.
Oh, very nice.
So that's pretty clever.
Wait, they're not. No, whatever.
What's disgusting?
Union.
And they're. I was reading the quotes in the story.
What do they want?
They want to be paid like the other hotel.
When do they want it?
Around town. Now!
What are the hotels getting more than them?
$2. Just at $2 an hour.
We work. We sweat.
At the Motor City Hotel, at Greektown
$3
Hotel.
$3 and something had changed.
At the other Marriott, at the Rensen.
Okay, then they should get equal.
But isn't it nationwide?
Does the Rensen Marriott charge more? I mean, is it a more upscale
than
the
Book
Cadillac? I don't know.
Isn't this a nationwide thing? And I thought
there are six other states where there are strikes.
And I only know that because the New York Yankees crossed the picket line in Boston, right in front of protesters.
They got theirs last night.
But I have to tell you, my feeling is, and I read a lot of the comments underneath the story, there were a lot of people saying, well, why don't you go work for the one where they paid $2 more?
Well, it's not that easy.
No, I agree it's not that easy. But the contract has come to an end, and they're trying to reach an agreement, and they can't reach an agreement. So the hotel disagrees that they can pay them more. They've made an offer. It doesn't look like it's a great offer, but the verbiage in the story is what bothers me. The workers say, we stood by Detroit through our city's toughest times. We are a huge part of our city's comeback. Wait, who told anyone to stand by the city in its tough time? I mean, do people really go to work and go, I'm standing by the city now and I expect to be paid when the city... No. You don't know when the city's coming back.
It's a job and you want to be paid.
That's a chance you take.
Anyway. You take the job that's the best job for you. Don't stand by a city.
Well, you can go to a city that's on its way up hope that you're there when it really hits good.
Yeah, but the city doesn't pay. You don't get paid. You get paid for your job, what you do, your skills that you have and what they produce. Not for, because the city's coming back, so we're paying everyone more. People don't do that. It's based on your skills and what you do and what it provides. Now, if the value of what you provide increases, or you assume more skills, or you gain more skills, then yeah, I would agree. You probably are a better, more marketable person.
Who came up with that line? A union boss that's from out of town, from one of the other cities.
No, that was a local, I believe.
That's a local person that made that up. Okay,
a union.
And then, and then the other quote was, one full-time job at the Book Cadillac should be enough to live in our city, pay bills, and retire with dignity. Who decides that?
Well, who decides what the level is to do all that, too?
I think it's, and there were a lot of comments that went both ways. I think people agree, disagree. Personally, I don't think it's, if you take a job, well, just like the fast food workers who are saying, I'm trying to raise three kids. Like, if you're trying to raise three kids, why are you working at McDonald's?
Not the best.
Why wouldn't you go to some kind of gain some new skills or something.
You know what's easier than that? Not having three kids.
Well, that's the other thing I would say. Why don't you figure out your job before you have the bunch of kids that have to be paid for?
Just don't have kids.
If you don't have it, forget it, right?
I mean, some of these people in the fast food debate say the most incredible things. I mean, they really suggest that they should pay me more because I need more money.
Right.
That's not, they don't pay more.
Go wait tables. You want to make money? Go wait tables. If you want to stay in the food business, that's how you make more money.
Get more skills.
Along the same lines, you know, it's been a big thing with Walmart and Walmart employees and how they don't get paid shit.
Who are you? Who?
Oh, that's right. This is their new ad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's their new ad.
For Halloween
costumes. And that song is, who the fuck are you, is the first thing I think of. They should have that.
That the
who the bleep are you?
In the commercial?
Yeah. They show the costumes. Who are you? Who in the Halloween costumes? Like, who the fuck are you?
I love the Walmart commercials. There's one about the dog. Did you see the dog one?
No.
This woman buys her dog. She orders online. She gets her dog this dog toy. And the dog will not he doesn't like the toy. You put it by him, he walks away. He keeps putting it away. I'm thinking, I can't remember the song. It's a great song. You got to look it up, Brandon. Walmart
sounds
dog.
Like a great one.
So she goes back to Walmart and gets him the right toy. It's really, you would love it as a dog owner. You would love it.
I'm sure they do buy
my
expensive songs, I must say.
They swoon for this commercial.
Sounds like a great one.
Haven't they been shopping there more because of the commercial?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay.
I do.
Two Rolling Stones songs.
There it is.
In commercials right now.
What?
Sounds like a great one.
Don't you want me?
Oh, I picked that up so Drew could see it. Look at the dog. He doesn't give a shit. Now she's going to take it back to Walmart.
You can't return that after it was with your dog.
Yes.
Gross.
Yes.
Look, why are they selling a shitty toy?
Look, they're taking it back.
She doesn't even have the package for it.
Look,
fuck that.
Here she comes. Look, how happy he is.
It's still on the shelf.
Oh, gross.
I think you should have showed him returning it to another store.
They
sell
that
a shitty
was.
Toys.
They
what mean, that, that commercial tells me.
I don't comment on the commercials.
How great was Don't You Want Me?
Makes me just a little horny.
Target needs to have an ad where the people go shopping at Walmart and the guy pulls it off the shelf and goes, oh, gross. There's no tag on it.
Is that
like
Human
dog
League,
slobber.
By the way?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Great song.
The Human League.
They're really snappy commercials, Walmart. Got to give them that.
Mm. Well, they must be paying a lot of money if the Who is selling out.
Well, they got a lot of money.
I don't know. It's not that I'm rooting against the union or anything like that. It's just I just don't like the way they state that. Like, we've stood by the city.
Well,
I don't mean they have more money to pay for you because the
just
city's doing better. How's
our
hotel doing?
It's a phony platitude.
Our brothers and sisters across the street are making $2 more an hour. Why is that? How about making it even?
I would bet you that eventually they would tell you. They would say they have less employees. They have more people renting rooms.
Okay.
Better operation. I don't know.
How about you say our better employees are going to go over there because they make $2 more an hour. We're going to encourage that.
Well, I would if I really believe the other place make more money, I would try to get a job.
Well, the book
there.
Cadillac's beautiful.
I've stayed there.
I can't see the one at the Rensen
nice.
Better than that one.
I didn't think the Bukela, honestly, I didn't think it was that nice. It's nice.
I like roast.
All right.
I hate roast.
Why?
I don't hate it. This is not one of my faves. Well, my brother-in-law, I would never go to a restaurant like that. When my brother-in-law and my sister come, they always take us to a...
It's a steakhouse.
They always take us to a... No, it's more than that. They always take
it
us...
Is?
Yeah, it's a foo-foo steakhouse.
What?
It's a foo-foo steakhouse. It is.
What is the definition
what's the name of
it?
What's the name of the steakhouse?
Roast.
Where
roast.
Is it?
It's not a steakhouse.
It's in the book Cadillac.
It's their,
what do you mean it's
their,
not
it's their
steakhouse.
Signature restaurant. Who is it? Michael Simon?
It always comes
Michael
back,
Simons.
Yeah. It always comes back to food, Maz.
Yes, of course.
Why are you so mad at it?
You're making me hungry. I want to go eat there.
What is the
like
definition
it.
Of a foo-foo steakhouse?
No, I didn't like it. If you look at the menus.
Yeah, they always have
the
they have a roasted beast of the week.
Yeah, they got pate and all that. Who gives a shit about that?
I don't want
you want
I'm
pate?
Not ordering
no,
that?
No,
I'm
I
just
don't.
Talking about okay. the meat.
Look, I want you to look at the menu and tell Drew the appetizers.
What's a real steakhouse?
I'll show you.
Tell me.
Tell me
what a real steakhouse is.
Would the old Chop House be a real steakhouse?
Which one?
London's Chop House.
London's Chop House is great. The Caucus Club is phenomenal.
All right, I'm going to look up their menu because I bet you they have pate.
How about Ruth Chris? Ruth Chris Steakhouse.
Ruth Chris is terrific.
God, I want a steak.
How about Shula's back in the day? I wish Shula's was still here.
Shula's Steakhouse.
My favorite part of the what Shula's was here is we used to do the Robert Porche show on WJR. So we would have it every Monday night at Shula's Steakhouse.
And you need a giant steak?
Oh, that would take great care of us.
Sweet.
It's the only way I can go to that place. Let's face it.
Damn it. I want
service after the sale, too.
Jim Kick, Larry Zonka, and Mercury Moss, one of the finest backfields in NFL
history. Probably the best
ever.
Best ever.
For three people.
1,000 each.
Paul Warfield, the great wideout, number 42.
Bob Greasy.
What was the other receiver's name? Twilly?
Howard Twilly.
Howard Twilly caught a touchdown pass in the Super Bowl.
In the Super Bowl. Caught another one, but it got called back.
And the kicker. That man, Garo, your premium.
The Cypress. Tie salesman. The Cypriot.
Why do we know that?
I don't know.
Quiet.
Who ran the touchdown back that he almost blew the game?
Number 41, Mike Bass.
George Allen, Washington
Redskins. Billy Kilmer had one last shot, but they could not convert.
Nope. How about the one touchdown he should have had, but it hit the crossbar of the... Remember when the goalpost was up on the goal line?
Yep.
That was the last year for the goalpost on the goal line, by the way. Sad day.
So anyway, also... Hey,
Drew Brees, by the way. Congratulations to Drew Brees.
Who gives a fuck?
Well, I don't get a chance to...
You see that soft kid with the headphones is growing?
No, there was not a kid with headphones again, was there?
No,
he's older now, yeah.
He's older now.
Oh, and he doesn't have to wear them because he wore them as a child? He doesn't need them anymore?
That's all I thought when I saw
him. He didn't have his hearing damaged.
Well, why wasn't it loud enough to damage his hearing?
Maybe he was, maybe the high sounds like that, noisy sounds.
Maybe he's a pussy.
Upset him.
If you need headphones to be on a football field...
Then don't be there.
Go home.
Don't go.
Leave him at home.
No, that's his kid.
Well, if he needs headphones, he shouldn't be there. It's too dangerous.
How often do your kids watch you work?
Kids too soft.
If I was crossing a threshold like Drew Brees was doing, I would have my kids there. Yeah. Sorry.
Of course you would.
Proudly.
Let me
of course, he's
this.
On TV. They could just watch it on TV.
There was an attached story about this Weston Book Cadillac strike that was interesting. It was someone who's obviously not in favor of the strikers, and I didn't really take him seriously, but I thought he made an interesting point. He was talking about the hotel workers union, and how much money they have, which is, unions have a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And they have to stockpile a lot of money for strikes and for downtime, and things like that.
And to bail people out, like bunny stealers.
So anyway, he was saying, why doesn't the union just prove a point one of these days and buy a hotel and run it themselves and pay people these wages they want and show everyone how easy it is to do it?
That is good. Well said.
I mean, unions, what do they invest? I mean, we know unions blow money out their ass on things.
Well, to that point, isn't the UAW in charge of healthcare now? Or pension?
Yes, they are.
One of those, healthcare.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know.
I think it's healthcare.
How is that going?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I have no idea. Maybe it's going great.
I don't think they had enough money, though. They seemed to look like they were going to be run a little short. I mean, unless they invested very well, they're going to run into problems at some point, right? Wasn't that the way it was? They didn't have a huge chunk of money, but it wasn't really enough.
There's a reason the company did not want to handle the healthcare.
Oh, absolutely. To be out of that business?
Mm-hmm.
What a relief.
I don't know
why
the union would be like, sure, we'll do it.
Well, when you get that kind of money, you should be able to invest it successfully. I mean, that's really not as hard as some people find it. If you've got the right people, you should be able to do that. Should work out. I don't know if I would trust them to do it, but hopefully they do. Right? Seeing people get screwed on benefits. So, okay. And then the other big local story that I just could not get enough of was Sharon McPhail, who really puts the fail in McPhail.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Sharon McPhail
is a great person.
Is running a charter school, and 2 years ago, recently they had a conservator appointed to oversee the school because the school board was suspended, and the school was fined the second year in a row due to lack of certification. She also lacks certification for her position at the school.
How did she get this position?
I don't know.
How much are they paying her?
None of it makes a lot of money. Hundreds
charter
of thousands
school,
of dollars.
Yeah. Yeah. Jesus.
The school owes, I think, $200,000 in fines over this. And somebody said, get her the fuck out of here.
Because part of the reasons they were fine was because, like you said, she lacked the certifications. So why would you hire her?
And also the school has failed to get certain certifications.
Which was her job.
Yeah. So not to mention the fact that 7% of the students are proficient. 7%. The state average is 40, which is abysmal. But 7 versus 40, not so good. So anyway, she refuses to leave. She says she was. She's not cooperating.
She's sleeping there?
They have no legal grounds to fire her. I don't know. They said they're seeking a court order. Why do they need a court order to fire someone? Why can't they get security and say, you're out of the building, bitch.
Yeah, get out of, you don't work for
the
us
the fuck
anymore.
Out of here. You're no longer employed. Mm-hmm. What? Why? I don't understand. Because she's a lawyer?
Yeah.
They're afraid to move
her
out?
Probably.
Get out of my house.
Now, Sharon McPhail, to me, I'm just looking back at her past. I remember when she married David Sneed, who was head of the school board, and they used all the vendors to pay for their wedding.
Yep.
They're swanky, you know, everyone wants to be invited to wedding, the wedding of the century or whatever, and there was a lot of complaining because vendors from the school board, or for the schools, were used to provide things for the wedding.
What were they supposed to do?
Yeah. Then she said Kwame's trying to electrocute her. Her chair was wired for electrocution. Then she went to work for Kwame as his defense attorney.
Like right away.
Then you felt the electricity in the air.
Then she's running a charter school that doesn't have proper certification. She ran for mayor a few times. She never was really seriously a candidate. She was on the city council.
She's getting rich, though.
That's just another challenge for the chair.
She also... Do you remember when she had two jobs, two
no shows,
double
two
dips.
Jobs at once? She was double dipping, and there were jobs where you had to be at the same place at the
same time. What a winner!
And I can't remember.
Oh, let's hire her to run our charter school.
One was city council, and one was she doing accounting for the city of Inkster or something? But they were both 9-to-5 jobs. Like, wait, how can she be billing both these people for these two jobs? She is on the public dole all the time, every time, sometimes two times at once. She is truly America's guest. Isn't
goodbye,
she?
Fucking shit school.
I mean, it's our job to keep her going.
She might be one of the worst public employees around.
Yep.
But
she's never working a real job. It's always a job the taxpayers pay for. So she's maybe not America's guest. Maybe she's Michigan's guest.
In a way, I kind of admire the fact that she keeps getting these ridiculous jobs.
Well, you know, you see these people again and again. And I look up people.
Balls, man.
I look up people, you know, let's just say people who were on city council. If you look up, I guarantee you they're on some wonky board somewhere or they're running some think tank or something like that. And they're like, who pays these people? Where does this money come from?
What's amazing is that this is the second time they've been fined because she didn't have the proper certification. So even after the first time, when you know you can take credits to get your master's to, you know, kind of pacify them.
No, she didn't.
She just said, fuck that.
No, I'm not doing that.
I'm not doing that.
I ain't doing that.
And then they get fined again, and now they're, you know, telling her to leave.
You can't fire me.
Goodbye, I do the fire. Shit school.
Nobody tells Sharon McPhail.
You don't have legal grounds to fire me. I'm America's guest. I'm Michigan's guest. Nope. I'm always on. Taxpayers always pay for me.
She did a good job representing Kwame, though.
Oh, yeah. No, and he, you know, that was a great cause, celeb. He didn't do anything wrong.
That's what's funny. People know her name because of all these things. She could probably run and win.
I don't know.
But
she's
all
never
failures.
She's never won anything.
She won city council
elections. Yeah, she won city council, but city council. I mean,
but that's a name recognition thing. She could easily win that again. Although now it's not just the top, 9 vote getters. Now they actually have to represent a specific district of the city. So but if it was overall, I could see her winning.
I can't understand. Why would a charter school hire someone who lacked the certification to run it? Why would they do that? That doesn't make any sense. Did she lie about her certification? And by the way, after she had two public jobs that were covering the same hours, she was double dipping the system, essentially not working one of the jobs. I don't know which one or if she worked half and half. Why would she be a good candidate to run a charter school?
Who owns the charter school?
They had the
She's probably done many favors for that person.
They're out of city. They're out of
No, you're probably right. Yeah, when she was empowered on city council, whatever.
That's a promise.
What comes around goes around.
Exactly. You got to grease me. I took care of you.
Right.
I thought so, but reading
about this. So she hands out public money and she takes public money.
Correct.
Yeah.
She's double dipping, like you said. She can't lose.
Nope.
Until she goes to jail.
Bay Mills Community College. That's who owns it.
If you look into that. I'm sure you will find the smoking gun.
You can't fire Michigan's guest. Well, I wonder if she's still there today. Is there an update? Can we get an update on this story?
I'm going to look. How do you just not leave?
She won't leave.
I just think she's the kind of person that she thinks she's America's guest. Nobody tells her she can't take money. That's her job. That's her paycheck. And you can't take it away because she always is paid for.
Meanwhile,
she's Michigan's guest.
650 kids are just fucked.
Remember that movie with Booger and Tom Cruise, Risky Business? And Rebecca De Mornay would not leave the house. And Tom Cruise, you know, with Miles came to pick him up. And he's like, let's go. And she's like, I can't. She's still here. What do you mean she's still here? She won't leave. That's McPhail.
Oh, boy.
That movie still cracks me up just thinking about it.
Now, Eastland Mall, Maz, are you putting in a bid for that? I know you were
interested
in Silver Dome.
I am interested at Eastland because I live right there. I want to see something good go there. You know what I'm hearing? I heard a rumor that the Harper Woods police might somehow get in there, at least a portion of that property. It's a huge property. But I'm hearing
that's
the Harper Woods police.
That has absolutely no substance.
So we'll see how that shakes out.
That wouldn't bring in the kind of tax dollars that a mall brings in.
No, it would not.
Unfortunately.
Or that land.
It's unfortunate that every single store that was in there is left. The only ones left now are Home Depot and on one side. Lowe's on one side and Home Depot on the other side. That's it. Everything else is just small stores now.
They're auctioning it off for $500,000.
Isn't that something?
I know. Can you believe
that? If you would see this
piece
of
real estate like that?
This is unbelievable.
Hey, who builds first, Home Depot or Lowe's? Because they're always right next to each other. So is someone following the other one around going, we're going to put a Lowe's here?
I think Home Depot was there first.
So it's Lowe's is following Home
Depot. I think Lowe's followed.
We're going to put a Lowe's here.
Yeah.
Do you ever go out to one of them and then go, oh, fuck this, I'm going over to the other one to see if they have it?
Usually Lowe's wins for me.
Really?
Yeah. I like their store better.
I'm a Home
better.
Depot guy.
I'm a whichever is closer.
Are you a are you a do-it-yourself kind of guy, man?
No. I'm just saying, when you go to get...
Yeah, what do you go to Lowe's for?
Listen, first of all, I'm forced to go, but if I had to go, I'm picking Lowe's.
Why?
Sometimes you go for an appliance, or you go for Christmas lights, or you go for a decoration.
You don't go to buy anything unfinished.
Oh, no. Not at all.
That's, maybe, why, that's why he goes to Lowe's.
You know, a fan, a kitchen fan, stuff like that. That's all.
You put in a kitchen fan?
Not me. I just buy it.
Puts it in.
My brother-in-law, Dave.
Oh, okay. Doesn't Dave put it in?
Do you feel emasculated when your brother-in-law does it?
No, I don't feel emasculated. Nope. And then I have my neighbor down to...
Did you pay him?
Of course.
Okay.
No, you know what's emasculating? I mean, your father-in-law do everything and your wife calls him
no,
first.
No, my wife does
more. Brother-in-law would be equally emasculating.
My wife does.
No, father-in-law's worse.
How about my wife does things.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that emasculating?
Okay, that wins.
I don't care.
You can't be emasculated,
can you? I don't give a shit. No. Phil, down the block, he tries to come up and say, oh, when he sees me out on the front lawn with my wife, I'm holding a ladder or something when she's up there. Oh, Tom, you're doing some work. I'm like, yeah, Phil, I'm glad you're checking up on me. I am.
Is it possible that you were already emasculated before any of these people came into your life?
Possibly.
Okay.
But you know what? I really don't know it. I don't give a shit.
Because I always, whenever Rob's doing roast, you're like, God damn it. I wish I had Rob's skills.
I know. I always say that. I wish I had their skills, but then I think about it. I'm like, not really. I really don't want their skills. Although they can make a boatload of money.
Are you born with that talent, or can you learn it, or sort of both, right?
Yeah, sort of both.
Well, my dad did all that stuff.
Yeah.
You do anything, but.
Good for you.
Didn't teach me anything.
I just didn't want to.
I didn't have much inclination to learn either.
I like doing it. I just always am so bad at it, and it looks like shit when
I'm
done.
Do you like raking leaves?
Oh, love it. I love doing yard work.
Honestly?
Yeah, it gets me out of the house.
How about snow shoveling?
Love it. Oh, it's the best.
I don't really mind yard work.
Love cutting grass.
I don't know.
Gardening,
I think it's,
weeding.
It's sort of like playing blackjack. It lets my mind wander.
Yeah. Use your hands a little bit.
I don't mind.
You don't like doing any of that?
No.
What are you doing instead?
I'd rather clean the house.
Ugh, gross.
Clean the house? That's what don't the kids clean the house? I thought they'd clean the house.
Trying to teach them, but they're just not getting it.
Yeah, why bother? You're doing it.
They're just not getting it. That's what my wife says. Why don't you,
Kathy doesn't have them cleaning the house.
Yeah, she tries. They just...
She's too busy installing the kitchen fan.
Let's just say
she's too busy fighting off the car.
They have. They've worn us out. They just wear you down. I don't have anything left, man. I don't.
It's game over?
It is. Really? It's basically game over.
Oh, that
sucks. I got nothing left.
Wow.
By the time I'm done with Zot, you guys, that's it. I'm done.
The game's over.
Oh, they have a lot of energy, too. I mean, they have endless energy.
It's like 10 hours a week.
It's hard to compete with.
They got games today. I'm not there. You know, it's
oh, no.
Maddie's playing up at St. Hugo in West Bloomfield, Bloomfield Hills. The girls are having a home volleyball game at Lakeview.
Well, do you feel bad when you're not at a game?
I do.
Even when you're earning money to pay the mortgage
correct.
And saving money for their college.
Yes.
I mean, you're essentially doing everything for them.
Yes.
They're not playing the games for you.
I understand.
You feel guilty for not going.
Yeah, all right. I'll see you guys there.
Did they feel guilty when they messed up the house and you had to come home and clean it up after your weekend?
Oh, they don't give
they
a
don't
shit.
Feel any,
they don't give a
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Why don't you just fine them?
Because that's, you know, I never thought of my parents, I don't think I ever felt guilty about anything.
Me and my
ever.
Sisters each had duties to do at home. We knew our.
Do you think
our,
your parents felt
our...
guilty about stuff all the time? Oh God, I'm just not doing enough for Tom.
No.
Why do people our age?
Because listen, Drew.
Why do we feel guilty about shit like that?
Because,
and our parents never felt one
because
ounce
back
of guilt.
In our day, we didn't have to play on a team. We went outside and played. It's different now. Just
back in '82.
What are you
I
making
used to
a
be
face for, Mark?
Pigskin a quarter mile.
90% of my area. Played outside and not played on teams. They played on high school teams and stuff like that. A little peewee football.
Well, everybody can't play on a team, though.
Exactly.
Everyone doesn't play on a team.
No,
now or then.
Agreed.
So the only reason they play on teams is because they're not playing outside?
No one plays outside anymore. Show me a neighborhood that they're playing two-hand touch in the street. They're playing manhunt. Show me that neighborhood, and I'll move there. I will.
Well, I wish you'd asked me a few years ago. We used to throw the football around a lot.
I love that. Play wiffle ball with the kids and stuff
a basketball
outside.
Basketball hoop in front of the house.
I
and
love that.
We threw the frisbee around a lot.
I think that's great. What neighborhood?
It was in West Bloom.
Tom's moving.
There were a lot of kids right in the cul-de-sac.
I would have been there in a minute. Except I couldn't afford it.
But, you know, it was a closed cul-de-sac. It wasn't. It was pretty safe.
But isn't the question is why do you have to go? Why do you feel guilty for not going to all the events?
I just feel like I want to see him play.
Okay.
Well, that's all.
But why do you feel guilty? Because I don't think you're alone. I think a lot of we talked about this. Parents that go to practice.
What type
a lot of parents do.
The only time I go to practice is to pick them up. I wait in the car. I beep the horn. They're coming. That's it. That's the only time I go to practice.
Don't fucking practice, Randy.
When I go to games, I'm out there. I'm selling 50-50 for St. Joan. I'm trying to help out. We volunteer. We do things
Jesus
like that.
Christ.
Same thing for Lakeview.
We talking about practice.
That's
how it works, Drew.
In your opinion, fatherhood instincts are super engorged.
In your opinion, at the games,
yeah.
Are parents better behaved than they used to be? In terms of,
yeah, I think,
oh, it's a bullshit goal!
I noticed softball, baseball.
Fucking coach, yeah. Get my kid in there, what the fuck?
You're always going to hear a handful of loud mouths. You're always going to hear a handful.
Why?
I think mainly you'll hear mostly in outdoor sports, you'll hear it more.
Because I thought it was worse as a parent than when I was a kid. When I was a kid.
Well, you don't remember you really.
I do. I remember there were a few dick parents who were over-involved, who would yell at umpires, do something like that. But I found that the parents, when the kids were playing, were far worse, wanting the coach replaced and,
sure.
You know, the officials fucked up. And they were way too invested. It wasn't just, oh, my kid's active and he's playing football. This is great. It wasn't like that. I mean, some people was. To me, it was.
I got a lot of attitude when I was coaching the kids in the 8U softball machine pitch, lemon drops. I got a lot of attitudes from parents. A lot.
Well,
some from the opposite team and some from my own team.
Oh, that's a little mind-boggling to me.
There was a girl that went on
there's
vacation.
There's a lot of kids, though, it seems to me there's more pressure to get a scholarship or to do something larger than just,
yeah.
You know, be a 12-year-old having fun.
One time this family went on vacation. There's like three games left in the season. So she's my first baseman. So in softball, girls softball, you need a good pitcher and you need a catcher and you need a good first baseman. Then you can win.
You're sucking
you win.
Softball and you're sucking life.
If you have those three positions, you will win. So this girl goes away. I'm like, oh, my God, it's the end of the season. Where are you going? Because there's always, in the beginning of the year, you tell them, this is the schedule. Try not to have your family vacations around these times.
So the kids decide the family vacations pretty much?
Pretty much. At least in my area. So the girl goes away, and I put one of Lily's other friends at first base, and she's a great player.
Sweet.
So the kid comes back from vacation, and now the mom's like, why isn't my kid playing first base? Well, I'm like, well, Miranda's better than little Anna.
And Anna was on vacation, and she lost her spot.
This mother,
Wally pipped.
Boy, did she go at, boy, did she.
Really?
Oh, she started talking about me to everybody, blah, 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 blah. Still, she holds a grudge to this day. When I see her, I could tell.
You hear this shit all the time, and honestly, the one thing I find myself saying is, don't people realize that nobody wants to win more than the coach? The coach will always put the kids out there. Now, if their own child's involved, it can be different. But normal, most, all things being equal, the coach will put the people on the field that will win the game for them in the places that will make them win. Now, there's always a dumbass coach who will make a mistake or two, but really? Right. I mean, isn't that sort of a microcosm for real life? Sometimes things don't work the way they should.
Yep.
All right. How long have we talked to Tyler?
I think we could talk to him now. He finished his ribeye.
No, we still got like 25 minutes.
We're not on his schedule. We're not operating on his schedule.
Mm. All right. He asked for an hour, and that was like 30
I think
minutes
40
ago.
Minutes is enough
I
to eat.
I think that's max.
How slow do they eat?
I told him he's got to hurry.
Maybe they just sat down at some foo-foo steakhouse.
I think it'll be fun anyway just to call him and see if he's done.
How long do you sit at the dinner table? To me, it takes me 10 minutes to eat.
Well, was he out to eat or were they eating at home?
They were at home, I think.
They ate at home.
I don't know.
Sounds like he grilled.
Then he probably wants a phone call so he can get out of it.
I was picturing them in their house like they were last night on Teen Mom, but then I realized that that's shot a long time ago.
What? No, what?
I know, it silly. Is?
Well, that sucks. Way to ruin it for me.
Okay, breaking news.
Yeah.
Mike Clark wanted to know if Houston was out of the playoffs. And I said, no, they're alive. And then Mike said,
did he not pay his internet bill?
Houston is supposed to be playing on TBS right now. Instead, it's Family Guy. Are you sure they're still in it?
That's great.
He thinks they should.
How cute.
Is game five not
game
needed?
Four.
Or game four?
Tell them they swept.
They swept the series.
They
swept
the poor Indians. By the way, Chief Wahoo is no more.
But to his point, it is a little ridiculous that they can't pull it off the guide.
Yeah, that is pretty silly.
He's probably using the TV guide.
Houston swept, possible. Didn't they?
Yeah, they won 3-0.
Yeah.
As I was saying, last night was the last time you will see Chief Wahoo on a uniform.
Oh, no.
Are you upset?
What are we gonna do? I really am melancholy already for Chief Wahoo.
Yeah, that's something to be melancholy about.
Let's see, Boston and New York tonight.
Tonight. Get them ready for tonight.
Porcello going.
Yeah, Porcello and CeCe.
Wait, did they wear it yesterday?
Yeah.
They play. Oh, wow. They wore it on National and Indigenous People Day? Oh,
did you notice that? The Redskins, the Indians, and there was one other
Braves.
Team. The Braves all lost on yesterday.
Oh, wow. That's not a message.
What does that mean?
What a signal that is.
You're a smoke
very,
signal?
Very special people.
Where's Chief Nakahoma?
I know. Bring him
we
back.
Should have brought him out for the last
I
game.
Love that screaming chief. Remember with the one feather?
Yeah, and didn't he used to slide down a big slide when they had a home run?
I think he had a teepee out in center field.
Yeah.
Yeah. just like on the reservation. What a great representation.
Yeah, when they played softball, he started on a reservation. When they hit a home run softball on the reservation, he would come out of his teepee, apparently, and do a big dance.
And he'd have the smoke signal.
I mean, they just moved him. They gave him season tickets, and he moved to the stadium. He did have smoke signals.
And they decided they needed that spot and they moved it somewhere else outside of the stadium.
So they put the guy with the drum in center field now instead. What the hell is that drummer in Cleveland's name? Just boom, boom, boom.
That reminds me of high school. There was this guy who was, I think he was a retarded adult. I know retarded is not, what's the word I'm supposed to use?
Challenged.
And he used to play drums.
He is retarded.
He used to play drums at the high school football game. He's like 50, and, you know, people really liked him. I mean, I don't know why. He was nothing special. But I mean, he was nothing bad, but nothing great. I mean, I don't know why he was treated, well, I guess because he was special. I don't know why he played the drums.
That's what he liked.
I think he played the drums. My sister will help me with this.
Patty.
George. I think his name was George.
Aww.
He's probably still doing it.
About George?
He was like, he would be like my high school's version of the Cubs.
Ronnie Woo Woo?
Ronnie Woo Woo, yeah. But he was white. And I don't think Ronnie Woo Woo was special needs.
Did he go picking up chicks too?
No, Ronnie Wu like probably Ronnie. Tried to pick up a lot more chicks than George did.
How about the brow?
We had
the
brow.
Was the brow fit in
the brow?
Does it fit in that?
I love the brow. He's great.
Was the brow all sports?
Yeah.
Yeah, that, mainly Lions, though.
That reminds me, there's a large issue with the new Pistons and Wings
changing
arena.
Their seats.
I'll tell you.
Nice just, ruining the tease.
Just a minute.
Just cut that out, Brian. It
ruined every tease.
Sorry, God damn it.
Buying or leasing your next pre-owned
or
new car, truck, or SUV from the Zot family and DealsInID.com is different, way different than anywhere else. Getting, quote, a good deal is easy. Dealers will cut each other's throats for $3 a month or half a Subway sandwich.
Bastards.
We could do that, too. However, that's not the best way to deliver the customers a world-class experience. They believe it's about people, customers, and employees. They realize happy, satisfied employees generate incredibly happy, satisfied customers. Price matters. Not a half a sandwich, but price does matter. Being competitive, partnering with people you trust and enjoy is what creates the magic, though, not a price within $5. A well-rounded experience, not just a one-time deal. So shop around if you must, then come see them at Zot. While you're there, play a game of foosball, get the massage chairs, eat some fresh popcorn, kick back, have a good cup of coffee, and enjoy your friends at the dealership that truly cares. Your friends at DealsInID.com and Zot Dodge Jeep. And the Aldo Eye Center, oh boy, multifocal implants.
No, tomorrow's the day.
I think tomorrow's the day. I'm confused. Boy. Patty changed plans. She said, I can't be there for mom's birthday, but her birthday will be tomorrow.
Oh.
But I ruined it by going today.
Well, you just go tomorrow, too.
Well, it'll be her birthday tomorrow, too. She won't know the difference. She honestly, she won't.
She won't care.
So I don't know if she
is. She's one of those people that wants to celebrate it all month long.
Or, yeah, for sure, the week.
Go every day this month, Drew, to see
what,
her.
What is it with adults that talk about their birthday all
I
year
don't
long?
Care.
What the fuck is that?
I don't get birthday months. I don't get half birthdays either.
But I don't understand these people that think that their birthday is just the biggest fucking deal. It's like, you're 44. What
my
the
half
fuck?
My half birthday is August 18th, by the way.
Whose birthday?
My half birthday, August 18th.
Okay, there's my example right there.
You don't
adults
really
who keep track of their half
don't
birthday.
You don't celebrate it, do you?
No, but I do. I find it funny.
Do you celebrate it for anyone?
I call a friend of mine. It's just a talking point.
Did you
hey,
kid,
happy
on
birthday.
Their half birthday?
Yeah.
Did your kids really? Celebrate their?
Shit,
birthday?
I guess Saturday is mine.
It is happy birthday. Happy half birthday.
Wait, is this a friend from high school? That you calling a half birthday? What's his name? Is it four syllables in his last name?
Focaraccio is the last name.
Focaraccio?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're not joking.
Yeah, Ralphie. Yeah.
How? What is with all these syllable name, long syllable names in your neighborhood?
What can I tell you?
Wasn't he in Karate Kid?
No, that was
Ralph
Macchio.
His brother.
He's from Newark.
In the same name.
The Yellow Eye Center, Laura's a registered nurse and a mother of two, and she had glasses since she was six. Waking up and falling asleep is amazing now. No dried out contacts, no smudged up lenses, no paying an arm and a leg for either. Best decision I've ever made, hands down, with Dr. Yellow's office. You can finance right through them. Laura got custom LASIK and got it from Dr. Yellow because he's Michigan's most experienced. After 30,000 LASIK procedures, he's a master. He won't work on you unless he knows it. You'll be thrilled with the results. That's why my sister is seeing him tomorrow, I think, for multifocal implants.
Oh, Patty.
The Rolls-Royce surgery for people 45 plus. She will never need reading glasses and will have great near and far vision for life. Don't settle for mediocre vision with old technology like Laura and thousands of others. Throw it away and see like an eagle.
Oh, God.
Speaking of the eagles, my sister's going to see the eagles tonight at the Garden.
1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or sign up at the Yaldo Eye Center.
I hate the fucking Eagles, man.
What happened?
Nothing, I don't know, it's crazy. Any other random events going on in your family's life?
I don't know, I'll let you know if he says something, that triggers it. That was a trigger.
Well, it's like every show is a Rorschach. Is it Rorschach test, or just throw out a word, and then whatever pops in Tom's mind?
Rorschach?
Arnold, can we use the Mazway family reunion picture as the show picture today?
What?
Arnold Horshack.
What? It's like just say a word from the news and Tom will take it a totally different direction.
I probably could.
Kevin Hart.
Remember I brought him up last week about the
Arnold
cell phones?
Arnold Horshack. Remember? What was the show Horshack was on?
Welcome back, Cotter. You just made the Kevin Hart story about yourself by saying you brought that story up last week.
I did.
You
said,
like you broke that.
What you said
story.
Is, remember what you said to me? Well, that happens at every show. What's the big deal?
Actually, it wasn't even a bad story, to be honest.
I didn't didn't say that.
I didn't understand why they weren't bagging the phones. You knew they were going to you knew people could not
in
be
this show,
with
you,
their
you were only allowed to use it in the concourse. If you took it into the stadium area, then you had a chance to forfeit it.
Do we have any numbers of the people who are miffed?
I have not looked them up yet. I don't know. Did you look them up, Zooves? Or no? Okay.
Okay, Kevin Hart show. I'll tell you about this in a second. Along with what else was I talking about?
Well, oh, the you brought up the LCA.
Little Caesars Arena. Okay, we have Little Caesars Arena business.
They
to
tie
care.
Together, right? Kevin Hart and Little Caesars Arena.
We're stacking the Little Caesars.
By the way, you going
today.
To Elton John on Friday or Saturday?
I am at Little Caesars Arena.
Are you guys going? Mark?
That's the opening tune, by the way. I checked the sound list.
Are you going?
I'm not going.
It's actual audio of the most recent show.
When is he playing here this weekend?
Friday and Saturday. Yeah.
Well, definitely not Saturday.
Well, he's opening with Benny and the Jets into All the Young Girls Love Alice.
Really?
Tiny Dancer's the fifth song. I know that.
You're ruining it for me.
I'm sorry. The set list is amazing.
Don't you want to know the set list, man, so you can, like,
plan
you know,
your bathroom
dump?
Breaks.
No. I don't take dumps when I go to.
What if you? Beer? What if you go upstairs to get a hot either. Dog because you're hungry, you love food, and you miss Tiny Dancer?
No, I'm good. I'm sticking
what
around.
What if you need to use your phone in the concourse?
No, Elton John allows you to use your phone.
Elton John
still got it.
Are you going?
Elton John's very fan friendly.
Are you going?
I plan on going on Friday. I have Kathy on standby.
What does that mean?
That means I'm going to try to get two good tickets last minute.
Oh, can you try to get me two?
Well, you want to go?
I do want to go.
Okay, then I'll look for
it's
four.
It's his farewell. He's waving goodbye to Detroit.
I know.
Forever.
He's going to be done in like, back. He's going to be done in like 6 years.
I was going to get the tickets, you know, and go. And I told Gabar I'll probably get two for him. And I can't spend $300 on a ticket at this point. I just can't. That's what they're going for. $270
Are you getting your finances straightened out?
Yeah.
Sweet. Even after waiving all those commissions?
Yeah.
Glad to hear that.
Is Made in England on the set list?
No, I don't think so.
How about Yellow Brick Road?
Yes.
How about Philadelphia Freedom?
No.
Oh. Thank God. Now I really want to go.
That reminds me of my, 1976, marching in the Bicentennial
all,
Parade.
All about him. All about him.
How about Daniel? Is Daniel
that song's about a tennis team.
How about Daniel?
Freedom? No.
No, Daniel?
He has too many songs.
Glenn Ferraro fainted on stage singing Daniel.
Do you know,
Daniel?
I was looking at Paul McCartney's set list. He leaves out like 16 number one songs per show.
Wow.
Every show.
Just to sing like songs that nobody wants?
Songs. Well, some of them are number one songs that I don't even think he likes.
I know,
well,
but that's
not. They weren't like Ebony and Ivory or Silly Love songs.
But he's singing songs that on his album that he's forcing us to listen to that we really don't want to hear.
Yeah, he will play a couple new songs. Well, those are bathroom songs. He calls them bathroom songs.
Yeah.
But he won't play, let's see, Get Back, Paperback Writer. We can work it out. I mean, he has so many number one songs.
I got a good one for you guys. Penny Lane, one of
the
best songs.
He's not playing Penny Lane.
But listen,
that's another number one.
It went to number two. It did not go to number one. Guess why?
Because it was double-sided with Strawberry Fields Forever.
It was, but why did Penny Lane could not get to the number one spot?
Engelbert Humperdinck?
Yes, damn it.
That's in the UK only, though. In the US, it was number one.
You sure?
Yes. I'll look it up right now. All right. Bring it up.
Engelbert Humperdinck kept him out.
Engelbert Humperdinck.
My grandmother's favorite singer.
Penny.
That's a great name.
Phil Vaughn. Hold on. Let me just.
What's his real name? He has a wacky real name, too, but he switched it to Engelbert Humperdinck.
Beatles chart history.
Cool song.
I think Strawberry Fields was prevented from getting to number one.
This is twice the song Strawberry Fields is.
I like Strawberry Fields.
He was born Arnold George Dorsey.
Arnold Dorsey. Thank you.
Arnold George Dorsey.
How did he come up with Engelbert Humperdinck?
Wait, why does it show chart histories? All these songs in 2010. What the fuck? Were they re-released? Oh, they charted as downloads, apparently. Oh, my God. I'll never get to Penny Lane. I was in the digital top 40. Beatles have 7 digital top 40 songs, apparently. If you love the podcast, one of the best ways to support us is to support our sponsors like Hall Financial. Right now, Hall Financial is offering free appraisals to all of our listeners when they close on a conventional home loan. Ooh, that's someone named Dave Mason playing the piccolo trumpet, I believe.
Nice.
McCartney heard him on TV the night before they recorded this. Whether you're, and it was probably Peter Asher's mother who taught Paul what instrument was.
Of course. Because he was there. Peter was there.
Across the hall. I'm sure right Paul there. Debuted the song for him.
Right out of his sister's room.
I'm actually disappointed in Paul McCartney that he debuted that many songs for Peter Asher, his fiancée's sister, across the hall so many times. Like, he fucking mattered. Why is he kissing his ass?
Well, he's kissing his ass because he liked Jane Asher so much. He wanted to get on Peter's
good side.
He's
already nailing her.
I know, but Peter, what are you going to do? Little Peter.
David Hall has been personal friends of ours for years. There's no one we could trust more than his team at Hall Financial. They prove it over and over. The recommendation letters we get from listeners are amazing. They know how to take thorough care of every client. 19-day average, the industry average is 44. They make it easy to find out what your payment could be, and they make sure you're in the best financial situation with your home investment. Click the Hall Financial logo on the Drew and Mike podcast website to start chatting with an expert today, or call 248-308-5000 and make sure you tell them Drew and Mike sent you to get your free appraisal. That's 248-308-5000 or click the link on our website today. Free appraisals! Restrictions apply. Michigan licensed broker lender, NMLS number 1467435, equal housing lender. And, okay, Little Caesars Arena. The lack of attendance at Wings and Pistons games is so embarrassing. They are putting they are putting black covers on all the seats that are currently red.
Well, they did that last year. It was about Art Van. Remember Art Van came to the rescue? This time, they're actually changing them.
They're replacing
out.
The seats, aren't they?
No, half the seats.
Did they announce that opening game with the Zetterberg ceremony? Didn't they? I thought I saw that they announced that it was sold out.
What did it look like?
It did not look sold out, especially for an opening season game.
I saw a picture of opening. Someone sent me a picture of opening night, and I could not believe that was opening night. I thought it was a joke or something.
Bad for Z.
It's because everyone's at the concourse.
Exactly.
You know, the new restaurants and checking their phones.
Bullshit. Well,
of course. It's a
does anyone believe that?
No one believes it.
Remember last year when I went to the Pistons opener and I called in? I'm going next Wednesday, by the way. So if you need a report from next Wednesday's opener,
I'll
be there for you.
I would like to know what the attendance is like at tip-off.
You got it.
Okay. Is Eminem going to be
like
there?
A great one.
I'm not sure who's
going
to
be getting the crowd fired up again like he did last year.
Well, they got their new coach now.
Yeah, all right. I'll see you guys there.
Things to look forward to.
My big question, though, is why didn't they do this in June?
Yeah, before the season.
I think because they were not expecting such small crowds this year also.
Yeah, but now that everybody has been that wanted to go just because it's a brand new building has already gone.
This has to be the emptiest new building I've ever seen.
I still haven't been.
You're probably right.
You haven't been for anything?
I'm serious.
You're probably right.
It means sellouts. It means people go crazy to go to a new arena. Yeah. But apparently these prices, why instead of redoing the seats and spending that money, why not lower the ticket prices? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that maybe?
Well, supposedly this is that someone privately is funding this. This is not coming out of taxpayers' money or anything like that. This is a private investment.
Well,
I'm just saying.
But it's still money they could have used to drop the ticket prices.
And if you drop the ticket prices, you get people inside who will buy stuff. I mean, you need
I don't understand.
If
get
the teams were good, people would be there. That's it.
Well, that's
it. Of course. That's all it is.
That's part of the problem. But how good do they have to be? Because you can have a mediocre team, and people go, I just want to go down and watch a game. But if people go, God, I want to spend $500 to go to a fucking hockey game.
You don't have to.
I'm not going to any depressing shit like that.
You don't have to spend that. There's plenty of seats at a respectable price.
What are the Red Wings seats?
I don't know. I can go online now.
Show me a decent seat. Give me four decent seats to a Red Wings game. They don't have to be the best seats.
Okay.
I have spoken with some goaltending elite, some goalies, and they seem to think that the black seats are going to be a pain in the ass because the puck's going to, if it goes above the boards, they're going to lose sight of the puck.
Yeah, but isn't that equal for both teams?
I guess.
Yeah, it is, but you don't want goalies blinded.
No. Well, hey, it'll increase scoring.
You know when Tony Conigliaro got hit in the eye in 67, they asked Red Sox fans to wear dark colors in the bleacher seats, and they did?
That's incredible.
All right, Drew, you ready? For Thursday's game against the Red Wings, the Leafs.
Okay.
Four tickets, upper center, row six.
Row six. Show me where they are.
Yeah, row six, $38 a piece. That's cheap.
What's upper center?
Upper deck. center.
Upper deck.
Six rows in the upper deck. Just get you in the stadium.
No, I mean lower level.
Wait, wait, wait. Isn't that plus fees and all that stuff too? So what do you got? $150 for four people to sit in the upper bowl?
I'll take these.
Plus
four.
Parking.
Lower bowl, please.
There you go.
Plus parking.
Four tickets. It's costing me $152.36.
Well, okay, that's $2.36 more.
You're in the upper bowl. I want to be in the lower bowl where I can see the game.
No, Mark, it's $38.09. That's what fees. $38.09.
Yeah, so $152 total.
Okay.
That's what I said. I said $150.
That's dirt cheap.
$150 plus parking.
Go see the Leafs and the Wings.
It's not dirt cheap. There's 81 games.
I got news for you. You go to those tickets. If it's empty down below, you walk downstairs and sit.
I don't want people doing that.
I want lower bowl tickets.
You want lower bowl? Okay.
You go to that game if you think it's such a great deal.
You want highest price or best value?
I want to be in the middle of the lower bowl.
I'm going to give you best value.
Middle lower bowl.
Okay, $253
I'm looking at $315 and plus fees.
Yeah, row ridiculous. One on the glass, $253 apiece.
No, I don't want to be in row one. I want to be in like row 20.
How about
get me on the glass?
Right, you know what?
That's legit right there.
Yeah, put me in that. Just want to be in a decent seat. I didn't ask to be in the upper bowl or in row one. I asked for a decent seat. Give me a decent seat.
Here you go. Row 16, lower center, $107.
Okay, so that's $428.
No, section 107, $124 apiece.
$428 to take my family.
Without fees and parking.
Okay, the four including it, $496.60.
$496 plus parking.
Plus food. How much is beer? I gotta drink some beer.
Beer. Don't drink the beer.
Well, you got your kid begging for a hot dog.
It's a hot dog.
Go get a water, kid.
Okay, how much is water?
$7. This is about a $600 event.
Hot dogs. You know I have irritable bowel syndrome, you racist.
It's like a $600 night now to have decent seats.
That's because you're a snob and you want to sit in the best seats.
Sit in the upper bowl.
I'm taking my family. I'm going to sit wherever the hell we want.
When was the last time you sat in the upper bowl?
All the time. Yes. Don't dirty look
you
me.
Always
why
do
you always
down?
Want a press pass?
Yeah. I'm not talking about press pass. I'm talking about...
Well, why would you want a press pass if you don't mind sitting in the upper bowl?
Yeah. If I'm going by myself, I'm going to use my credential.
Okay.
If I'm taking my family, they don't get credentials.
All right, well, I'm glad you think that's such an affordable price.
$38 a ticket to see a professional hockey game?
I guess you're not waving commissions like you used to.
Damn it!
No, but there are a lot of people who want to sit in the lower bowl.
That's expensive.
You want to go to Pistons opening night? Let's see what that costs.
Okay, no. Put me in row 16 again.
Pistons opening night.
Here we go. We have a special night.
That's the Nets. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
You want four tickets?
Yeah.
Okay.
Row 16.
Wait, first, could I just tell you, just to get in, here you go. Row 5 in the Labatt Blues Club, the Blue Club.
I don't want to be in a club.
You don't want to be a club seat?
I don't know.
$15.64.
To be in row 6?
What app do you use, by the
row
way?
Row 5?
StubHub.
Because if you okay, StubHub. Because if you go to Ticketmaster, these upper bowls are...
Why would I pay Ticketmaster
anywhere
prices?
Between,
why are you paying StubHub
You're paying less than list. I want to know the list prices.
Forget list. Who pays list?
These are season ticket holders who already paid for their tickets, and they're trying to unload them. That's how popular tickets are.
The argument is about list price because they could lower
this
cost.
Right. Baseline tickets, $15.29. Row 3.
Well, okay, why are we Mickey Mousing around with supply and demand? Why don't they lower ticket prices? Obviously, if they're selling tickets in the lower bowl for well under their value,
because
does that tell you something?
Most important to them, they just want to sell season tickets to corporations.
Right. They already sold their tickets. They made their money already. They made their money.
Yeah, but like Brandon's pointing out.
But who wants to play in front of an empty arena?
I know. Yep. It is embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
I mean, honestly, they would rather color the seats black than fill them.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that what that says?
Yeah, but you know it has to be to their economic advantage to do it that way.
By the way, who came up with black? None of our teams have black in them. How about doing blue?
No, they're trying to make it look like it's not empty.
They want it to disappear.
Then do Pistons blue.
They're trying to make the empty seat disappear.
Do Pistons blue.
That's a light blue. It'll show up.
It'll show up too much.
They should do yellow, bright yellow.
Here's my question.
I think it's terrible to have black
seats. We're talking
about
people buying season tickets and then dumping them on eBay for a third of the price.
God damn it.
I'm sorry, Tom.
I don't know why you hate black so much.
Is this model really going to work forever where you buy season tickets for $120 and you dump the tickets for $40 on the market because nobody in the office wants to go?
Right. Yeah, pretty much.
Does that really work?
Pretty much.
It doesn't work.
Really? How long is that? I mean, when the economy starts to maybe fumble a little bit, is that still going to work? Are people going to say, oh, we can't sell our tickets
they
we
won't
pay
buy
$500 a game for?
Yeah, the economy's good right now. It's all you got to cash in.
So when Dan Gilbert buys the Tigers, Drew, and raises your Champions Club tickets and gives you this product, are you still going to go?
No, they tried to. They were going to raise him $3 this year, but they didn't change? Because I'm grandfathered.
Okay, so $3 would be what? $3 times 80 is $240. So be, that's another $500 almost.
Yeah,
that $3 increment.
That much.
They'll probably hit you for that this year. Probably.
No, they didn't. They're not.
For the upcoming season,
they said original owners are not
the original grandfather. Good for you.
Ooh. Oh, my God, Mike Clark does not understand why Houston. He cannot figure out why Houston is on his listing and the game is not on.
Ask him if he's looking at the old TV guide.
They are waiting for their second round game, Mike.
By the way, how good does Houston look?
Pretty damn good.
They look almost unbeatable.
I like them.
I just liked baseball when I was a kid.
So the Kevin Hart story at Little Caesars Arena is that Kevin Hart fans, as we mentioned last week, as Maz broke the story.
I did break
and, I think you got a byline in the Free Press. I'm pretty sure. You could not text on your phone. You could not go on social media. You couldn't do anything on your phone. So they noticed people with their phones in their hand at the Kevin Hart show, and they were escorted out of the arena.
Out!
Oh, boy.
It was. They had Sergeant Carter, I think, was on site saying, out, 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 out.
Where's these people's due process? A security guard could just pick them out and kick them out if they wanted to.
Look at this guy's little beard on his chin.
Wow.
Sorry, I didn't mean to look
get him a blindfold.
It's like a little bit of a non sequitur.
Get him a blindfold. Turn off the TV, Brandon. He can't handle it.
Yeah, there's no fantasy people playing, Brandon.
Don't turn it off.
Yeah, you can't handle it. You ruin it for everyone.
What is that little chin thing?
Who's listening right
now
and knows what you're talking about?
No one.
Who's this guy on? Look at him.
Are you going to pull a picture off and put it on the website?
That picture should be on the website. Oh. That little thing.
Okay, go ahead. Find it. Do it for it.
Came off his chin.
That's the same little, I don't know.
Mike Clark got it.
Chin hair I had when I was
like 18. Mike's all over it now.
Okay.
Clark's in now?
Yeah, I'm trying to sell him on the Boston Yankee game.
Tell him about 8 o'clock tonight or 7:30, whatever the hell it is.
What channel is that game on?
TBS.
I have to check 9 stations before I find the game I want.
TBS.
I'm like Mike Clark, too, I guess.
Isn't it only going to be like FS1 or TBS? It's just those two.
Until next round,
someone
we'll
look
be
it
on
up
the regular
so I can
TV.
Inform Mike Clark.
It's on TBS.
Otherwise, he'll ask
it's
me.
On TBS.
Okay.
The American League is always TBS now. They bought it.
Yeah, but the first couple of rounds, no one knew where they were. One was on ESPN.
I knew.
Forgot it's always about you.
Just telling you, I knew. Don't say nobody.
I just liked baseball when I was a kid.
Is J.D. Martinez betting cleanup?
Probably. Why the hell not? I'd bet him second if I were them, so we can get up more. Uh-huh. He's amazing.
Yeah, he's batting fourth.
How's his series going? He was 1-for-3 last night with a couple ribbies.
Yeah, he's got like 6 ribbies.
6 ribbies already?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Somebody hit for a cycle last night.
Brock.
Was it
Holt?
The guy that doesn't even start.
How pointless.
Yeah, doesn't even start. Let me hit a cycle.
Tyler Baltieri from Teen Mom.
Oh, yeah.
Lives in Port Huron.
You know what today is?
What's the Teen Mom music? What's today?
22 years ago today.
22 years ago today
would
have been, it's not a sports podcast.
I know, but I just wanted to ask.
No, no, no. 1996, October 9th.
Someone.
What sport?
Baseball, of course.
Jim Leyritz hit the 3-run homer to lead the Yankee comeback.
You're close.
Am I?
It was a home run.
Boone.
No.
I give up.
It was a Jeter home run, but there was a reason. That today is...
Can you just tell us?
Oh, the Jeffrey Mayer
pulled
it over the wall.
Jeffrey Mayer.
Yeah.
The kid that reached over the wall.
Who is still talking about it, by the way. I just read about that, putz.
Yes.
What's he doing now?
I don't know what the hell he's doing.
He's a Fred Savage impersonator.
See, he looks like
is he in jail
him.
Yet?
I'm pretty sure he's in jail. I think he's a heroin addict. I'm kidding. I think he's in finance or something, of course.
Does he know Bartman? Isn't that what Bartman did?
Mike Clark, Clark wants to know if it's our JD. I said JD Martinez was supposed to. Our JD?
God bless him.
He's probably taking a dump now.
Tyler is still.
Dinner.
What's Tyler eating a second? Eating a second course now?
Yeah. Took a dump, cleared everything out.
He's having dessert.
He's not available. At the tone,
How about the tale of two people, Jeffrey Mayer versus Steve Bartman? Or press one for one more loved, options. One despised.
Tyler, how long's dinner take? Jeez. All right, we'll try you back. Maybe.
See ya.
And to answer Tom's question,
who would you rather nail? I disqualify myself because I done them both.
Thank you, Mark.
Hey, you want a new you want a new celebrity to hate?
Hey, 53 degrees Saturday.
Oh,
at
my
the
God.
House.
Turn off the TV. He
at the big house.
Turn off the TV. Maz, he cannot handle
that
it.
That's not. It's a non sequitur.
Thank you. Turn over your phone, too. Don't you know how this works? Do you ever listen to a radio
People
show?
You can't see the TV. And none of that, it just won't mean much tomorrow.
Do you ever hear 3 degrees on Saturday? That's all I said.
Do you ever hear Flash Phelps say that? Do you ever hear Flash Phelps go, hey, look at that guy's goatee.
Look at the little beard on that guy. Jeez. I love Flash Phelps.
Of course. Yeah, because he doesn't do things like that.
Oh, he does. Talks about his trips and what road people are on. Do you know he has almost 500,000 miles on his car?
Flash Phelps?
Yes.
What kind of car?
Oh, you better sell him a new one.
Just an old, like a 2000.
Who gives a fuck?
But he's got almost 500,000 miles on his car.
Wait, is it a Honda?
I don't know what it is, but he's very proud of his car.
Why don't you try and sell him a new one?
Yeah. I love the drop pile.
Oh, my God. Who cares? It's a drop of palooza.
It is.
Well, you're doing yourself.
I'd like for you to take him and then whip his ass good and proper, because that's what he needs.
You sound like a goddamn pussy to me.
What's wrong? Is you gay or something?
No, this is the finale of a fireworks show. That's what this is, reminds me of.
Quiet.
Lily Reinhardt.
Stop whining.
Have you ever heard of her? I've never even heard of this.
No, I've never heard of her. But she's famous.
Lily Reinhardt?
Yeah, she's in that Riverdale show that apparently
on Netflix.
Is a thing.
Lily's still new to her fame and all the trappings that come with it, which for her includes being offered roles on the spot.
It's weird to get direct offers now rather than having an audition.
Then turn them down. Turn it on, you baby.
Why are you bringing her up, by the way?
Who does she play? Is she Archie? Girlfriend, Betty?
Is she Betty or Veronica?
She's Betty.
My kids watch that show.
She's on the cover of Teen Vogue. Lily Reinhardt.
Will you pull her up on Skin?
Doesn't owe you anything.
I don't even know who you are, so I'm not asking for
anything. I know. I don't want anything from her. So, yeah, she doesn't have to audition anymore.
But it also makes me feel kind of suspicious, like, why don't you want me to audition?
Because you're in a popular show and you're 22 and you're hot. That's all we need to know.
I still might feel like I need to prove myself. You've seen me do Riverdale, but that's basically all anyone's ever seen.
Lily's navigating the intense machine of social media stardom where every picture, like, or comment is interrogated and often makes headlines. She always needs to be on. And this doesn't come easy to someone who's not naturally a public person. A Virgo, she likes, as she puts it, to be in my own little space.
She's only a one star.
She's notoriously guarded about her personal life. Is unapologetic about that. There's nothing to apologize for. Who's writing this shit, by
the way? Teen Vogue. Teen Vogue.
When she was a junior in high school, Lily decided to finish school online to make time to audition even more.
I didn't want to do anything else.
You need to learn how to suck some goddamn dick.
It was just a hobby. It's what I want to do forever as a career. There was no plan B. That was it.
There's no plan B. Fuck off.
I needed to do that because my anxiety wouldn't let me do anything else.
You need to learn how to suck some goddamn dick.
Amen. But moving, she admits, was lonely.
I had no one to talk to except for my family. No friends near me.
Maybe that says something about you.
She faced even more isolation when she came to Los Angeles at 18 and started the unrelenting process of auditioning nonstop. The five-month stint was a blur. She became physically sick from depression, moved back to North Carolina to prioritize her mental health, and spent another 6 months building herself back up so she could try again.
She was 20. What, 19 or
18?
18. Come
on,
honey.
Get over yourself.
Jesus. Relax.
Well, she had no plan B, though.
I had no plan B.
Ugh. A month after heading back to the West Coast, Lily was cast in the now-beloved Riverdale.
I feel like she's mad because I'm so talented. Why wasn't I famous right away?
This is too easy. Now it's too easy.
Yeah, it was too hard. Now it's too easy.
She's hot.
The campy, fun CW drama featuring two rival biker gangs and an untold number of serial killers running loose at any given point in time.
Whoa.
Lily actually auditioned twice, first with a self-tape that was rejected.
Sounds like a great one.
The second audition took her further. It was at the studio test that she first met Camilla, who would eventually... She would eventually play, well, who would eventually play her on-screen BFF Veronica, or BFF Veronica, whatever.
I tell you what, bitch, come join me. We get a crack rock, get a fifth of liquor, and we can smoke all goddamn night and feel better by daybreak. But we're gonna be some broke bitches.
As it is for some actors, fame is as awesome as it is appending.
Oh, it's so hard.
For all the perks, it comes with a flurry of new realities. Lily doesn't go to the airport without first worrying about what she should wear in case she's photographed.
Jeez, why don't you go cry about it?
She tried to keep her relationship with co-star Cole Sprouse private, but it's something she's pressed about constantly.
Oh! Is that Archie?
Can no, I it's Jughead.
That's Jughead.
Can I just point out
super hard.
That his name is Cole Sprouse?
I know. What a stupid name.
That is like the dumbest name I've ever heard.
Yeah, Cole's a cool name.
All right, your name is Cole Sprouse from now on.
No, I'm just saying Cole's not a bad
you're
name.
Cole you like Sprouse. It so much. Cole Hamels. Why don't you just change your name?
You're Cole Sprouse now.
Yeah, Cole Beasley.
Cole Sprouse, go take four people to the game since it's so affordable.
Shut up, Mark.
Yeah, all right. I'll see you guys there.
Calls out and asks for Cole Sprouse.
The two recently went to Paris together, but fans and paparazzi found out
people
about the trip
will do that.
Almost instantly.
Oh, no.
I wish I'd been able to see Europe without being recognizable because our show is so popular there.
She oh, what a problem.
The CW released Riverdale episodes on international Netflix account shortly, spoiling her visit.
I was not able to enjoy Paris because of the paparazzi, and I really wish I had gone and done my own thing, explored museums, but I couldn't. It was too overwhelming.
Does she not realize how stupid that sounds?
I've watched you on television, Real Your Beauty.
I don't even know who the fuck she is. I have no idea who she
no,
is.
I don't
honestly,
either.
I wouldn't know her in a crowd of one. I would not. In many ways, Cole's, is it really that overwhelming? Are there that many people really going,
true.
Oh my God, it's Lily Reinhart!
True, she could not enjoy Paris.
I know, she couldn't go to museums.
How did she even get on television?
In many ways.
She would not be my first choice.
Ah, the French.
Oh, listen to this stupid. In many
Why
ways.
Why do you put yourself through this, by the way?
Reading this?
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm amused.
Because we
in
want
a dumb
someone
way.
To hate. Sorry, Cole.
Cole Sprouse serves as a port in the storm. I hate it even more now.
That's not even his fault, but I hate him for it.
A former Disney Channel star, he's navigated this whole being famous thing since he was a child. From an outside perspective, the definitive start of their relationship is murky. The two made their red carpet debut as a couple at the 2018 Met Gala, but aren't set on turning themselves into a thing any more than they need to.
I keep my relationship private because it's just between two people, and that's the way it should be. It's not like I'm trying to dangle my relationship in front of people's faces. Like,
no one cares. No one wants to know.
You don't know anything about us. It's just, you don't need to know. People feel like they're owed that, and you're absolutely not owed anything by me.
Oh, you're not owed anything by... Fuck you. You're people watch your fucking show. You should be kissing their ass,
yeah, you should
bitch.
Love it.
What we do know about the duo is often seen through what they choose to share on their own accounts, which includes photos Cole Sprouse takes of Lily, whom he has called his muse.
Oh, you know what?
She's not your muse! You read lines someone else wrote!
Yeah, you're
not, you don't have a muse!
I apologize for interrupting, but this answers a question from yesterday's show. Where the hell is anybody in 90210?
What, it's Priestley on
No, Luke Perry is on Riverdale.
What? What's he, a grandfather?
I believe...
Wait, why can't he be a port in the oncoming storm? He knows what it's like
exactly.
to deal with the game.
Why did she talk
to Cole Sprouse?
He plays Archie's dad, I think.
Oh, fuck that.
Oh, my God. Do we still have our 90210 drops where he talks like
Here's
this?
Cole Sprouse, by the way.
Let me see him.
I just want to punch him.
Oh, God, I want to pin him down and shave his hair.
Seriously, I'd pay $10,000 to punch him. That would be.
That should be a charity auction.
I wouldn't even think twice about it.
My kids know him from The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. That's a Disney Channel, what? Disney one. Then The Sweet Life on Deck was their next show.
Well,
that's
still has a stupid name.
And now they see him on Riverdale.
As you look at him, remember that Lily is his muse.
Oh, my God, he's got a twin brother.
He does not have a muse.
Hey, he was born in Tuscany, Italy, this kid.
He has a twin brother named Dylan Sprouse. Hi there. We're the Sprouses. Dylan and Cole Sprouse.
He went to NYU.
Okay, I'd pay $10,000 to punch both, his parents. Yeah. He has a naming them that.
Dylan, you son of a bitch.
Yep, his twin brother Dylan.
Dylan and Cole Sprouse.
Okay, so where are we? all we know is the picture.
Oh, my God. Breaking news on Dylan and Cole Sprouse.
What?
They were the kid in the movie Big Daddy with Adam Sandler.
Oh, wait, that's those dudes?
I'm starting to like
this guy. Now Brandon likes him.
Well, he might be a great guy. His name fucking sucks.
Just remember, as you're starting to like him, that Lily is his muse.
All right, thank you. I hate you.
You don't have a muse! I wish I'd been interviewing because I would have yelled at him, you do not have a muse.
What's Lily's last name again?
You don't write anything!
Lily, I can be the...
Lily Reinhardt.
Lily,
Reinhardt.
I can be a port in the storm. After all, I've been an actor since age 5.
So anyway, yeah.
Along with my brother, Dylan.
Includes photos Cole Sprouse takes of Lily, whom he calls his muse. I like to go on adventures with Cole. She tells me. Truly, adventures. He takes me to places where I'm like, how did you find this? Actually, he made me see these things that I would have never seen otherwise. Oh, isn't that incredible? He shows her things he's seen that she's never seen.
Yeah. Well, that's why he's the port. After all, actually, I was wrong. I've been acting since I was 8 months old. I was the baby in Grace Under Fire. Oh. I have an acting coach, Gary Spatz.
It's escapism, which is so beautiful and wonderful. Isn't that a little repetitive? Wonderful and beautiful, and wonderful.
There's so many just dumb platitudes that mean nothing in this story. These are all buzzwords.
I want to slug her, and she's a chick.
I just hate the way actors talk.
Well, 18-year-old actors who know it all.
But that's the way they all are. That's the way they start. That's the way they fucking finish.
When they're 18, it sounds so much worse.
Did you know there was once branded merchandise for the Sprouse Bros?
These kids.
Oh, God. What kind of merchandise are you going to buy for these
Sprouse? Hey, Andrew, look.
Sprouse Bros brand. It was a clothing line, a comic series, and a magazine, as well as personal hygiene line and a line of sportswear. It came out in 2005.
For Cole and Dylan Sprouse?
Came out in 2005 when we were 13.
Jesus Christ. Most of her fans, she notes, are understanding about what privacy means to her. Well, no, they never understand it. They wouldn't let her do anything in Paris. They ruined her trip.
Yep. It's tough being famous. It's hard.
While she tries not to focus on comments and questions, some slip through the cracks. In September, Lily made headlines when she responded to someone on Twitter who called her, So 2013 Tumblr.
What does that even mean?
No, I tell him to touch me everywhere, and then we eat Chinese food. Get your facts straight, Emily. She tweeted.
What?
So, by the way, who says so 2013 Tumblr? God.
I have another reason to hate the what's his name? Sprouse Brothers.
Sprouse.
In early 2017, Dylan announced that his two partners were preparing to open All Wise Meadery in Williamsburg section of Brooklyn, where he is the brewmaster. They own a meadery. They're making
that sounds delicious.
They're making mead in the most hipster place in the fucking world.
They're like 20, right?
Yes.
What is it? By the way, who tweeted at Lily? So 2013 Tumblr.
I don't know, but I like that person.
I do too.
They know how to get under her skin.
It's like you wanted attention. Here you go.
I'm going to start tweeting that to people.
I was on set sitting in my cast chair, read that tweet, and decided to respond. It wasn't a thoughtful process. It was just like, I'm going to fucking stand up for myself. I rarely look at my comments, but when I do, it's like, if only these people knew I was actually seeing what they were saying. Blah, blah, blah. That is the idea, you dope. She doesn't try to make a habit of sounding off against haters, but sometimes she just becomes haters. What her best friends call the most raw form of herself. She's not trying to be anyone else. What the fuck? What else would she be? She's herself.
God, she's the
friends
worst.
Are as bad as she is.
I blame the Sprouses.
I know what my limits are, she says. I know that after Riverdale, I don't want to do another 22-episode show because it really does take up your entire life. And as a 22-year-old, I want to be able to do other things. That includes learning French, adopting a dog, and taking on roles that challenge me. In short, that includes anything else that I set my mind to. Ugh. Oh, my God.
That's the first time I've ever read Teenage Vogue.
That is... That is so painful. Can you believe people read that and go, oh my God, I read the most cool article about Lily Reinhardt. She can do anything she sets her mind to.
I really miss Tiger Beat.
She is hot.
She has to be to be put up with.
Brandon, why don't you
her personality alone tells me she has to be hot, because if she's like that, she has to be hot. No one will pay attention to her otherwise.
Why don't you guys look at her acting?
Yeah, maybe people are just paying attention to her overseas because she's hot and they look at her. I don't know.
Well, my personal opinion is she is so 2013 Tumblr. Oh, my God. Isn't it funny that that bothered her so much?
I know. I don't even know what it means.
Well,
I have
no
idea.
It's a website.
I know what Tumblr is. I don't know what that means, though. Why is she so 2013 Tumblr?
Mark just tweeted at me, Tom Mazzaway, you are so 2013 Tumblr.
Don't feel bad, Drew. I tweeted it to you, too. Oh, I'm sorry, Brandon. Let me do it.
Let me like it. Let me like it and retweet it.
And tag Brandon this time.
I will.
Tumblr.
What the fuck? And that bothered
and that bothered
her.
Yeah,
that
upset
the shit out of her.
That is the most amazing thing about it. Ugh.
Jeez, why don't you go cry about it?
Kevin Hart's security went overboard enforcing no cell phone rule during the performance. Michael Helton Greer's. Why does he get three names? What do you mean? Michael Helton Greer's dash? What, he took his wife's name?
Oh, there's a hyphen.
Never trust anyone with three names.
Can you look up Michael
James
Helton?
James Earl Ray.
Did you look him up?
John Wilkes.
He's the first guy in the story. Michael Helton.
David
it's Gears.
It's pretty tough to look those up because they're not listed as three namers. They're normally listed as one.
Well, then look up his wife's name
because,
you know, he's not paying the bills.
I mean, what's with all the college football players with three names? What is that?
Well, there's nothing to do with
Michigan has a guy with three names.
Parents?
Again, every roster has a guy with three names. Is he listed?
Went to voicemail before, but
okay. Oh. You called him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I got a shot.
Oh.
Let's do it. Michael Helton Gears.
I know.
Michael Helton hyphen Gears.
More interested in that name.
I'm far more intrigued with the name than that he got his phone taken or that he was kicked out.
I'm looking for the story again. Did anybody comment that in the comment section? Why does that guy have three names?
Probably not.
Only killers usually get three names.
Oh, should we check out? We should check out the Steve Perry.
This is Gears family. Please leave us a message, and we'll get back to you when we can. Thank you.
Oh, damn it! I wanted to hear the
name. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Leave a callback number. I want to leave a message for Mike Gears. We understand you were had some problems with the Kevin Hart policy at the show at Little Caesars Arena with the telephone and telephone. Sorry. Anyway, it's the Drew and Mike show. We're recording our show, and we just wanted to see if you had a few minutes for us. Call back the 248 number if you do. Thanks.
Looking at his Facebook right now, or what is his Instagram?
And Jesse Hutchison of Clarkston said they got kicked out because security guards mistakenly thought Hutchison, oh, that must be his girlfriend, was using a cell. Hey, he's with a 25-year-old. He's 45.
Hey. Yeah.
Well, we know a lot about Michael Helton Gears.
Nice.
Wait, that's not him, though. That was the other guy, wasn't it?
Jesse could be a girl, couldn't it?
Well,
or maybe he's with a younger friend, guy friend.
So Jesse.
Because who knows when two people are together, why they're together. Secondly, thought Hutchison was using a cell phone. Hutchison said the guards even threatened to arrest him. They can't. Those guards can't arrest him, can they? For using a cell phone at the Kevin Hart show, you
damn
can
damn right.
Him.
You saw the rules.
Arrest him?
Those rent-a-cops can't arrest you.
There's no way that's an arrestable offense.
Can we look up the rent-a-cops so I can call them and tell them they can't arrest people? Hutch said the guards aren't arresting him. Olympia Entertainment released the following statement. Guest service and safety are our highest priorities. We're committed to positive interaction between our staff and our guests. To ensure a positive experience always. Tours no opponent policy was widely messaged in advance. And during the show, via media outlets, social channels, posted to venue doors, and throughout the concourse on television, as well as announced on the tour itself. Representatives for Kevin Hart cannot be reached. Both men said they knew that cell phones weren't allowed and made sure to keep their device in their pockets. But partway through the second warm-up act, Helton Gears...
By the way, I think Michael Helton Gears might have taken his husband's name. That's not a joke.
No, I'm not. I'm not disbelieving you.
Yeah, and I believe he's married.
Okay. I just wondered, is that one of the Michigan football player? Is he married
to
a gay guy?
Yes, uh-huh.
I mean, you know, it's just a reasonable question.
He definitely is. Now I'm looking at his Twitter. Got thrown out of Kevin Hart show because I'm gay. Accused me and my friend of having phones in pocket all the time.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Security
if I want to talk
has
to
an
him.
Issue with gay men, apparently.
Wait,
or at least Kevin Hart does.
No, I don't. I'm not buying that.
What? And then he
No, I don't know if I want to talk to him anymore.
Accused of having fun out, phone in pocket before entering area. 200 non-refundable with no proof of.
It sounds like they screwed a lot of people on the phone policy. I'm not sure they picked him out. Although I'm not knocking him for being gay. The name thing's a little weird, but okay. Is that what all gay guys are doing now when they get married?
Maybe.
Yeah,
because his name is Michael Helton.
So. Oh, mm-hmm. We got someone.
Well, then who's Jesse Hutcherson?
All right, that's us.
Oh, okay. Yeah, bring him up.
Is that Michael?
Hello? Is this Michael?
No, this is his wife, Michelle. This is her cell phone. Someone from this number called.
Yeah, this is the Drew and Mike show calling. We heard he got kicked out of a Kevin Hart show. We want to see if he want to talk about it.
Got kicked out of a what show?
Okay, this must be a wrong number.
Because he's not gay.
There's a guy named Michael Helton Gears, and we were looking up his phone number, and we must have gotten our signals crossed here.
Yeah, Michael James Gears.
Michael Helton Gears is married to a guy, so he wouldn't have you as his wife.
We found that out after we called you.
Yikes.
Unless we just blew up your whole world.
Sorry.
No, I don't know what show you're talking about.
Kevin Hart.
With your show.
He's a comedian.
Kevin Hart's he's a stand-up comedian. He was at Little Caesars Arena.
Never heard of Kevin Hart.
Little Caesars Arena.
Yeah.
Where's that? Vegas?
Detroit?
No, Detroit.
Oh, okay.
The Red Wings play?
Are you local?
Oh,
are
never
you
been there.
Oh, do you live in the area? Detroit area?
We live south of Grand Rapids, Michigan.
South of what?
Grand Rapids.
Oh.
Okay.
Right. So we're on the other side of the state.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Sorry, we can't help you.
Okay, that's okay. Thank you. Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Does she have a 248?
616.
Oh. There's no way that was a West Bloomfield number. Both men said they knew cell phones weren't allowed. They made sure he could. But partway through the second warm back, Helton Gear said, a security guard walked up and said, you out! You were on your cell phone!
And you're gay!
I could never have survived at that concert. Ever. Never.
Hutchison said he was seated between Helton Gears and another attendee and couldn't even get his phone out of his pocket. They just pointed at him and said, you out! And I was like, for what? I didn't do anything, Hutchison said. Then said the security guard refused to listen, instead called his supervisor, who got really belligerent. Two were taken to a small room where... Taken to a small room?
That's ridiculous.
What the... Are you fucking
just
kidding
kick
me?
Kick him out or kick him out.
The two were taken to a small room and they continued to explain that no one had been using their phones. Honestly, I've never experienced anything like this in my life, Helton Gears said. They kept threatening us that we were going to go to jail and making us feel like we had just robbed a bank and we had legitimately done nothing.
Freeze!
Well, can I at least point out that we correctly predicted this policy would be a big problem?
It would. No question about that.
When security asked for Hutchison's driver's license, two men... What do you mean?
Driver's license?
By the way, this bullshit, you cannot arrest someone for using a phone at Kevin Hart, even if they weren't using... You were using one, which they said they weren't.
Just kick
them
out.
What the fuck is this?
You tell them, Drew.
I'm not comfortable giving that out to anybody, especially when I didn't do anything. Nice job, Hutchison. Paul Wisner of Toledo, who attended the same performance with his wife Nicole and two friends, told the Free Press they were booted out by security over cell phones. Boy, that's really nice. You know, you pay a lot of money to go see a concert, and they're being Nazis over...
Yeah.
Wiser says his group was very well aware of no cell phones. So his wife left her phone in their car, parked in Greektown. He powered off his device and asked his friend's wife to keep it in her purse. We both didn't have our phones on our purse, and the show had gone on for about 10 minutes. The hype man was out there, so they made a reference about how they kicked 200 people out in Cleveland the night prior. Don't be on your phone. But, you know, nice being proud. Oh, by the way, we threw 200 people out in Cleveland. That really makes me want to go see Kevin Hart, knowing they throw out a couple hundred people every night.
That's a bad, bad PR.
Cleveland! Wisner said his wife asked him to hand her a pink clutch he was keeping in his hoodie pocket, so he pulled out her chapstick and handed the clutch back to him. Moments later, security came by. I saw a security guard waving a glow stick around in the air like a helicopter. Security came up screaming behind us like, we gotta go, we gotta go. I turned around like, us? What do you mean? The gentleman said he'd seen my wife on a cell phone. They assumed the clutch was a cell phone. I showed it to security. I said, look, sir, you can search me. He said, I don't care. People are going to make mistakes.
They never thought they were going to get caught. We caught them.
Do you want to call him? Because he put a picture of the incident report that he filled out online and left his phone number on there.
Nice. Yeah. After continuing to try to explain, they didn't have their phones on them and admitting immediately getting combative with security. Wesner said two uniformed Detroit police officers came down to escort him and his wife out. We were out the money for the tickets, money for parking, money for the food that we left in our seats. We said we were out of there before the show even really started. Oh, that's great,
that
Kevin.
Sucks.
Nice policy. Wesner said two friends that stayed later told him there were multiple people getting kicked out all night. That's great. Great way to get way to get the policy going, huh?
What's Kevin Hart's problem?
I don't know. I don't know anyone
else. I understand. He doesn't want people recording his show.
So they're throwing out 1% of the audience is getting thrown out. So you have a 1 in 100 chance of
surviving.
Money being wasted.
This might be Nicole's number, the wife.
Okay.
According to the incident report that
he filled. Look at the Wisners. They look very friendly.
Look at them.
Hello?
Hello.
Is this Mr. Wisner?
This is.
Hey, is this Paul Wisner the Third?
Correct.
Hey, this is the Drew and Mike Show in Detroit.
Yeah.
How you doing? Good. We were reading about your the debacle at the Kevin Hart Show.
It's crazy, super crazy.
Yeah. So do you know?
I wish it wouldn't have went that way, but you know.
No, I understand. Any idea how many people got thrown out during the night?
Prior to us getting escorted out. About 10 minutes into the show, the hype man said that they had ejected 200 people the night prior in Cleveland. I didn't get a number from anybody of the exactly how many people got ejected that night.
I have to tell you, I'm stunned that they would proudly announce that they had thrown out 200 people at a show. I would be embarrassed by that. I would never say that.
You know, I agreed. I mean, and I'm in agreement with the whole policy, too. You know, if I was working that hard, I wouldn't want my stuff to get leaked out as well. But you have to have proper training. I mean,
yep.
I have a security background, and unfortunately, it seemed like they had hired anybody off the street that could, you know, well, I even have a post, in fact, that said, we'll hire anybody that can come make it to this specific address. You can work the Kevin Hart Show tonight as long as you can pass a background check.
With your
background, over the age of 18.
With your background, what do you recommend they do for the next show that comes across with this policy?
You know, I don't have an answer to give you, honestly.
Why don't they bag the phones? Bag them.
Yeah, bag them.
Yeah. I read online somebody said comments about some bags that Dave Chappelle had used and some other people had used, like the Fox Theater and stuff like that. I mean, if you're gonna have e-tickets, you're gonna have to have phones. So it's a double-edged sword.
Right. They won't take paper tickets anymore.
No, you're in the house when they're bagged, aren't you?
Yeah.
Aren't you in the house?
Yes.
Yeah. You got to go to your seat.
You know where your seat is.
Yeah.
What are you gonna memorize where your seat is?
I don't know.
I mean, it was good in theory what they had, you know, with the paper tickets that as soon as you walked in the door, they wrote down your ticket and they said, you know, you don't take your phone back out, which obviously we didn't do, but, you know, still in the event, I mean, people make mistakes, I guess.
Wait, did you have
one? Had, you know,
you had a paper ticket, Paul?
No. Yeah, I had a paper ticket. So we had e-tickets. I put my phone, I powered it off as soon as we went in, and it was in my friend's purse about 20 feet away from me, actually in our seats. So when we got kicked out of our seats, neither one of us, my wife nor myself, had phones on us at all.
Now, the clutch seemed to be the issue when the clutch was handed over. Were they just not listening when you said, look, I'll open it up. There's no phone on us.
No, they didn't care at all. Not one bit. I said, you know, you can feel free to have the Detroit police search me. You can power on my phone, which I got from my buddy at this time. I said, feel free to check it out. There's nothing, no photos on here. Nothing's been recorded. Feel free to search us. I showed him inside the clutch. I said, there's an electronic cigarette in there. I said, that's the only electronic device that's in this bag. But he said that there's no cell phone whatsoever.
Was it really a cigarette or was it a vape pen for weed?
It was maybe an oil tank.
Who cares, man?
Wow. So how much did the tickets cost for the show?
So the icing on the cake was I got these tickets for a Christmas gift. So I had them all year long. So paid, I didn't pay anything for them, but, they were roughly valued probably about $200 total, plus $30 to park at Greektown, which is normally free, but I had to pay $30 to park there.
You always have to add the parking.
So I got reached out to by a couple of people. Little Caesars Arena is supposed to be doing an investigation into it. I've talked to them on and off throughout the course of the day. Everybody's being real cordial and real nice. I mean, I guess they don't really have another choice, but... I got offered some Red Wing tickets and stuff like that. But I mean, honestly, if anything, I still want to see the Kevin Hart Show. Unfortunately, I mean, you know, I can't hold it against Kevin. I still want to see the show. And so, Well, I reached out to him on social media, and I've got no word back from him yet. So. Yeah,
you mentioned that on your way out, someone's like, "Hey, write Kevin on social media." Who told you to do that, and were they being facetious?
Yeah. I would say yes and no in a sense. I mean, it's hard to tell. It was so that was like one of the security guys from the Little Caesars Arena. So we were walking out. We were standing down this little lobby area where we were filling out an incident report, which, funny enough, after talking to security at Little Caesars Arena, there has been something added to the report after we left that we had a photo of. So they're looking into that.
Wait, what was that? What was that? What was added to it?
So on the report itself, it asked if how I found out that it was supposed to go is if you got caught with your phone out, you're supposed to be given the option to erase whatever you had like recorded or, you know, a photo, you got to erase it. If you do that, you're allowed to go back in. Well, we never got that option in the first place. They never gave us the option to erase anything. They never said anything. They just said, you're on your phone, you got to go. So from there on out, I was told that we could fill out this incident report, blah, blah, blah. So we go down there, we fill out the report. We didn't actually fill anything out. The representative of the arena filled it out. And on there, there was a spot where it said, do you agree or decline to erase recorded material? Well, on ours, there's nothing circled. But on their copy that they have, it says we agree.
Oh. Interesting.
So, and I was able to just take, the guy said, you know, take a photo of this so you know, so you have a copy of it for your records, which obviously I did, luckily enough. So,
hey, Paul, you seem like you've done a lot of homework on this. Are other comedians or acts having this sort of policy?
From what I've heard, yeah. I mean, Dave, from what I read today, Dave Chappelle is doing it, and a couple of the other big name guys, which it's understandable. I mean, I'm not against the you know, getting rid of the cell phones at shows. It makes sense. I mean, I don't want to be interrupted by somebody else's phone or, you know, this and that. But then again, double-edged sword, I had my buddy who was still at the show. He said it was hard to concentrate on what Kevin was saying because they had cell phone police walking up down the aisle. You were trying to pay attention to who was getting kicked out. Are they getting mouthy? Are they going to fight somebody? You know, so it's hard to concentrate on the show. Yeah, there's people screaming and yelling. Like, literally, when we got kicked out, we got hit with strobe flashlights. So, you know, there's people yelling at us, screaming at us, and we're getting strobe lights in our face. And this wasn't on Facebook, but after we get home, my wife took a shower, everything got calmed down. There was a little bit of blood on the back of her head, and we don't know. I'm assuming that the guy with the flashlight had either poked her in her head or she turned around and hit her head real quick. Oh. But in the hype of the moment, we didn't realize it till we got home. So
Now, someone online mentioned that only white people were getting kicked out. Is that true, or are they just trying to race bait?
You know, so I'll tell you, this is what I saw. When we went down there, we got escorted to the room. There was two white guys getting kicked out. My wife and I myself are Caucasian, and then there was another two Caucasian women that got walked out as we were down there, and that's all I saw.
What was the makeup of the audience? How black versus white? I'm not trying to start anything here. I'm just curious.
The crowd was actually very diverse. I was kind of worried going into it, you know, being from Toledo. What? You always hear bad things about Detroit and this and that, you know. So we get up there.
People
and
do.
It was a very diverse crowd. I mean, you know, it was very mixed. Everybody was there. Everybody was there to have a good time. But unfortunately,
except for
it
security.
Seemed like a good handful of people didn't get to. Yeah. Yeah. Jealous security that couldn't afford tickets or something.
Ooh.
Well, I got to wonder. This isn't really, you know, I wouldn't think this is something that somebody who asks people to pay $100 to see them wants. People, a couple hundred people being thrown out of every show. That's ludicrous.
No, it's horrible. It's really crazy. I mean, I would like to say I'd never go see them again, but like I said, I can't hold it against them. So,
well, I kind of do hold it.
To be reworked or something.
I think the act is responsible for what goes on in the arena, or responsible for making it right and making sure it doesn't happen again. I mean, they're bragging about throwing 200 people out in Cleveland, and then they're doing it again in Little Caesars. Seems to me they think this is okay.
It does sound like 313 though is trying to make it good by offering you tickets. I mean, they understand what kind of a clusterfuck it was.
So 313 wasn't actually the people that offered me the tickets. The people that offered me the ticket was a gentleman who asked, left unnamed, who was in charge of one of the security companies that actually did the venue. His crew wasn't responsible for the area that I was in, but he said to keep it, you know. Keep
Does he have the authority to do that?
Is this guy wielding all these tickets?
I don't know about that.
Sounds like something I would do.
No, Yeah, he seemed like a real good guy. He said, you know, anytime I want to come up there, I can see the Pistons or the Red Wings, and I'm more than welcome. You know, he wants me to have a good taste in my mouth about Detroit. You know, he said, you guys got a lot of good stuff going on up there, and
Big
he
stuff.
Wants me to come and enjoy myself, which you do. I mean, it's a great town. It seems great, but
he's going to have you enter through an exit door. He's going to be waving you really quick. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Come on. You got to go. Get in here.
So I heard Nicole pop. I think I heard Nicole popping off in the background. Did she want to say something?
Yeah, she's here. You want to speak to her?
Sure.
All right, here she is. Thank you, gentlemen. Okay.
You bet.
Hi.
Hi, Nicole. Hi. It's the Drew and Mike show in Detroit.
Okay.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. So were you pretty hot about this whole thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was just tough. It was for, you know, Christmas. We were super pumped about it for so long. We waited and waited. Loved Kevin Hart. Loved him since the jump. We see everything he's in. We go to all his stupid movies, some of them not as good. We do everything to support him. We're totally aware of the cell phone policy, which I never take my cell phone because, one, I'm always scared somebody's going to snatch it, and two, I paid for my seat. I don't give a shit if anybody else sees it.
Paul said that
for me,
security almost clipped your jugular vein. Is that true?
Yeah. They were not happy about ChapStick. They were super upset that I used my ChapStick. They didn't believe. At one point, the girl said that she saw me recording. And I said,
did you tell them your lips hurt really bad?
Yeah, I said I used my ChapStick. I said, there's no possible way you saw me. And I called her a few names and said a few things because, like I said, I was.
Did you go with the C word right away, or did you hold that for later?
No, I jumped right off with the lion bitch. Went right for it.
Oh, boy.
So that
explains the blood.
I didn't want to get, like, smacked down and, you know.
Well, she went through the jugular, so why can't you? Wow. That's terrible, Nicole. I feel terrible for you guys. And
sucks.
At least apparently there's some security guy that's going to try and make it right, allegedly. Mm-hmm.
Through the back door.
We'll see who makes good and who does what. I mean, all in all, I mean, Detroit is, there's so much going on there, and it's so busy and fun, and we wanted to have a good time in your city last Friday, but it just didn't happen that way. We wanted to go to the casino. We were talking about even going to the strip club afterwards.
Nice.
Hot.
Which one were we going to go? Which one were we going to go to?
I don't even know. You know, I've heard good things about all of them. So, you know, in Toledo, we got Stitches and Staples and Tracks and Bad Days.
Was Paul going to get a dance from a hot stripper?
I was hoping.
Wow.
Less work
for
you.
Our friends were there, and so we left because we're not going to wait around for 3 hours. So
more time at the strip club.
Yeah, it was not a happy experience after we left there, though.
Did your friends leave with you, or did they stay and say to hell with you?
Yeah, they got to stay. That's all right, though. I wouldn't have missed the show for them if they would have got thrown out. They've been on their own.
Wow. Well, Nicole, thanks for talking to us, and thanks to Paul, too, and I hope this thing gets worked out.
Yeah, so do we. Thank you so much.
Have a great night.
Take care. Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You too.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Wow, they were up for a really, they were going to have a hot night at the strip club afterwards.
Yeah. He's a cool chick, huh?
Maybe that security guard can get him into a strip club, too, by opening the back door. What is this guy promising people?
Security guard can get him in the champagne room for nothing.
Well, he figured, look how cheap the prices are on StubHub. He probably could just buy a couple and get him in.
Stripping?
Plus
who thought I was stripping?
Plus parking.
Parking upsets you a lot.
What a crock of shit.
Yeah. Are they charged now at the casinos?
What, to park?
Yeah.
No, they don't, do they?
I haven't been able to get in a while.
Yeah.
Lion
Sundays, they do, too.
I went the other day, and they told me I couldn't stay unless I either
gambled,
paid, or stayed there.
Did you tell them you were and then just don't?
I tried. I said, yeah, I'm staying here. And she's like, where's your ticket?
Wait, what casino?
Greektown.
Oh, Greektown never allows it.
Yeah, they do. They used to.
I used to park there to go to Wings games.
They want you to be a member or whatever. Yeah. MGM, you can always park there.
So they Kevin Hart's racist against white fans too, apparently.
It's pretty wild. Who wrote that on there?
It's total crap. And he only saw white people getting busted.
Guess that's all the whites can hope for these days.
Is phone responsibility, are blacks more, is it more in their DNA to be responsible with their phones than whites?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I don't know.
Nobody asked the whites how they felt. Nobody cares what the whites have to say.
That's really intriguing.
It's pretty weird.
You want to give Tyler one more shot?
I don't know. I'm kind of miffed.
I'm
not. I'm not happy with Tyler.
No, where he's got to rebuild this relationship.
Exactly. Tyler's going to have to call back to get this relationship rebuilt.
I wonder how that steak was. Sounded good.
I know Maz probably wants to ask him about his food, but...
Yeah, I was wondering where he got the steaks to begin with.
What if he got it from roast?
It's fine. I mean, they make a nice steak. I just don't want to eat the rest of the crap.
That's not the impression you gave earlier.
Right.
Here's somebody... Cell phones off and away. You get kicked out and assaulted due to security guards' ego trip that we had smartwatches on, which weren't against the rules.
Security breach.
I should be kicked out just for wearing a smartwatch.
The no cell
for your
phone
information,
rule.
That watch cost $6,000.
Rachel is unhappy about the no cell phone rule. She says it was distracting. The cell phone security kept standing in my view. If they thought someone was on their phone, but the person wouldn't get up, they would get louder than Kevin. I don't see comments. They just show tweets.
There's got to be a better way to do this, a better way of enforcing it.
Yeah, than throwing white people out. I just can't believe Hart is such a racist. Kevin Hart, do you personally read these messages? I hope so, because no, what happened last night in Manchester was an absolute disgrace.
Manchester?
We came to see it was a group of six paying $300 between us before the show started. Three of the six were thrown out, and they were not using their cell phones. Amy Yates, honestly, wouldn't waste your time going to watch Kevin Hart. The security team should be ashamed of themselves. Sent my mom a 5-word text, and next thing, some woman is stood in the aisle next to me flashing a green light to get another staff member's attention.
Oh, wait a sec. That person
admits. 5-word text? That no texting,
admits,
Amy.
Yeah, they admit that they broke the rule.
Hi, Mommy.
I mean, that's a little ludicrous because there's so many warnings. It's the other people that, you know, can't prove or aren't even allowed to try and prove that they weren't doing it.
Oh, here's Paul's tweet. Or his Facebook post.
Yeah, I see the picture.
He just mentioned that he had titty bar action coming, too.
Respond to
we
it.
We know why he was so bummed.
Respond to it and write that.
That didn't make it into the story, right? The titty bar part?
I don't think so. Nicole brought it up.
Oh, yeah.
They looked like they were going to have some fun. Damn.
Yeah.
He's a security guy. They would have played security guard when they got home, probably.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that sucks. It just sucks.
By the way, did you see the spitter had to the pizza spitter guy today?
He doesn't have AIDS.
He doesn't have AIDS. Doesn't have hepatitis. Doesn't have anything. Like that. Still doesn't
That's
have.
Good news.
Doesn't have any class. Doesn't have any brains.
But he's still guilty of being a
I know.
Dick.
What a cock he is.
Cares about all that other stuff.
She
on his that job really back now.
That so grosses me out. I can't tell you how much that grosses me out.
I know.
Honestly, I can't look at it.
You know there's other people in the food industry doing shit like that,
sick.
Too.
Oh, see, don't tell me that.
Sorry.
What, are they mixing pizza sauce with their arm?
I don't know.
Gross.
See, Affleck dumped the Playboy model for posting pics.
His loss.
I love how he's like, he's getting divorced, he's banging this Playboy model, he's dumping this Playboy model, all while he's in rehab.
Yeah. Well,
he's going to Vegas. He's working out.
He's got a lot going on.
Rehab is like the ninth thing on his list.
Did you see that story where they went to Montana or whatever for a weekend?
Yeah, and she posted pictures.
Montana. Did you look at all the pictures?
I did not.
I looked at them all, and all I can think of is, oh, my God, he's going to need a drink so bad. That looks so boring.
It looked dreadfully boring. I agree.
The only way Ben Affleck
is probably having sex every
is when he's hammered. No, they're not. They're posting pictures of them out in the
wilderness. By the way, nice that you can just go to Montana in the middle of rehab.
No, he's done with rehab.
This is an awesome rehab. What? How long is this rehab? 2 weeks?
40 days, he's cured.
40 days? He was supposed to be in six months, they say.
Never going to drink again. 40 days is
okay.
All it takes.
Hey, here's Ben looking at a deer.
Yeah. Oh, my God, he wants a drink so bad.
Here's
Look at him.
Ben looking at another deer.
Look at.
I want a drink just looking at him looking at a deer.
Here's Ben looking
terrible.
At his girlfriend, Fish.
Oh, man.
Boring.
He just boffed her. Man, minutes they minutes before
been
that.
They could have been in a casino.
They were boofing.
I don't care if
devil's
he's refracting.
They're playing Devil's Triangle.
Even if he's refracting, it looks boring.
Yeah. No, he needs to get drunk.
Oh, and here's a picture of Ben with Jen, the kids, and the nanny.
Oh, that's really going to push him to have a drink.
Oh, Jesus.
And then Jay-Z and Beyonce have broken up with Kanye and Kim Kardashian as friends.
How did his meeting go today?
Kanye with Trump?
Yeah, he met with
Not
Trump.
Not
till
Thursday, I thought.
Oh, I thought it was today.
That's because Jay-Z and Beyonce, they were BFFs with the Obamas, and so now the Kardashian Wests are BFFs with the Trumps. Cool.
They're officially broken up with them as friends, and here's the real stickler part of this.
How do you break
Kanye and Kim just bought Beyonce's new daughter a $26,000 bracelet.
Oh, well, they better take it back.
Who buys a fucking baby a $26,000 bracelet? How stupid is that?
I just, you know, it's
shoot
funny,
me,
Drew.
Please, just shoot me.
I just had the reverse Jim Price Jr. effect. Because you said $22,000 bracelet for a kid, I thought.
So you're thinking the kid's like 14?
Oh, they graduated college or something, which would still be ridiculous.
Little Jimmy Jr.
But apparently, yeah, isn't the kid like one?
Yeah, no, the kid's not even one. And Kylie Jenner is quitting Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It takes up too much time.
Well, she is self-made.
Yeah, she's a billionaire. Mm-hmm. She's earned it, too.
Wow. Started from the bottom.
Amazing.
There was a great Antonio Brown story today.
Like, oh, man, what a weird story. Chucking.
Yeah, somebody stole he keeps $80,000 in cash in his condo. And someone stole $80,000 and a gun. So he's so pissed he throws furniture off his 14-story balcony, which almost hits someone down below.
A kid.
Yeah, who's now her parent? The kid's parents are suing him
because he's having nightmares,
and he's being evicted. Yes, he's having nightmares. I'm having nightmares thinking about the child myself. I may have to sue him.
Is it worse because it was a child? And
yes,
adult. Other kids just have nightmares out of the hell. They just have kids have nightmares.
Absolutely.
But this kid is only having nightmares about this?
Because of the furniture.
Okay. I just wanted to get that
straight. Well, like, if it hit you, nobody would care?
No, it would be no big deal.
A white male in his
50s. Wouldn't get reported. Wouldn't be reported.
You were standing in the wrong place.
He would have picked the guy $100. He would have walked away.
Then the police say that he called the next day and said his Rolls Royce was stolen. Mm-hmm. So the police go to his place, and he opened the door and said, "I found the car," and slammed the door in the cop's face.
What?
He's having a rough year, man.
Yeah, he is.
He is. He's not right.
He's not the number one anymore.
What's going on with him?
How's he playing on the field?
He's
just
good.
Just okay.
He's good, but they're throwing it to another guy, and so he's now number two.
Oh.
For information, Schuster. That watch cost $6,000.
Now, Le'Veon Bell is, what's he doing? Is he coming back after game 10?
He's coming back week 7, the bye week, so he gets a check for the bye week.
Yeah, he'll be back week 8.
How do you sit the guy that's been running? How do you sit James Conner?
Because their run game sucks.
Wait, he had 200 yards last week.
He had 110 yards a week before. I don't know.
Because he's not Le'Veon Bell.
Not many guys are.
Le'Veon Bell, by the way, I'm kind of spacing on this. Didn't he have some problems off the field?
No, he's just
got busted with
LeGarrette
Blount.
Pothead.
Yeah.
He's a pothead.
Big deal.
That's it.
I love this place. Hello, Pittsburgh.
No, I'm just asking because I'm just wondering what his marketability will be.
Oh, God, he's going to get a huge contract.
Yeah, he should.
After 5 full seasons as a running back?
Yeah, he's still...
I don't even blame him for what he did.
How much guaranteed money will he get after 5? I mean, he has a lot of wear and tear.
He should get...
$40 million guaranteed?
Yeah, at least close to what... from L.A., I'm drawing a blank.
Todd Gurley.
What Gurley
Gurley's
got.
Younger.
Yeah.
Gurley's younger, yeah.
He took a lot of abuse. He's a big back. Le'Veon hardly gets hit.
Bell's going to get a lot.
But he touches the ball so much.
Look at all his carries and catches, though.
Yep. He's legit.
No, I think he's great, but can you count on him playing 11, 12 years?
Well, you don't sign him to something that long.
Then trade him.
He's already played 5.
They could let him go.
This is his 6th season, isn't
it? They could let him go. They could.
What is Pittsburgh willing to guarantee him?
Not that.
Oh, he ain't coming back to Pittsburgh.
Well, you mean after next year,
No, I just meant what was the stick?
It was $10 million guaranteed, I think. $14 million for the season.
They never wanted to pay him. They just wanted to franchise him. He gets the most amount of money he can make.
But he wanted a long-term deal.
Correct.
Because then you see people like Earl Thomas, who are in the same predicament. Earl comes back and breaks his fucking leg.
Yeah.
And flips the bird at the sideline, which, by the way, that really didn't make any sense. Flip the bird at the skybox.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe he was flipping off Pete Carroll.
But I get what he was. No, he said he wasn't.
Well,
I get it though.
Well,
him busting
his leg, doesn't that really represent though what the problem with a long-term contract is for the team too?
But
it's not just for the player,
right? But they're insured.
The team?
Yeah.
They insure.
They insure those contracts.
Them. But no, that's why they don't want to sign long contracts. But, you know, honestly, the sport is so fucked up. The fact that they have the worst guaranteed contracts of any sport makes absolutely no sense.
And these guys, what they take
more money
out of
than any sport.
Did you see about the USC kid that was just walking on the, I mean, he's not a kid anymore. He's
31.
Yeah, he's just.
That guy is CTE.
Yeah, he was walking on the LA highway, and he was a captain of the USC team that won 3 Rose Bowls.
It's just funny. We watch, you know.
I mean, these guys, man. This CTE, man. It's real.
I really, between like Tuesday and Wednesday, don't like football.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, yeah, because once they kick off, I'm like, yeah. And I think one of the prime examples is look at Ben Mason from Michigan, the fullback.
Yeah,
love the guy. Guy busts his ass, but couldn't help but thinking, I guess I could end up with CTE. Most likely, probably has it now. It sucks.
Really, I mean, these guys take what a beating. It's a car wreck sport.
It's human cockfighting.
Yeah, and it was Kevin Ellison who was walking on I-5.
Kevin Ellison.
I don't know how many kids are going to play football down the road.
Watch the intro for Game Day, which is in Ann Arbor, by the way. Watch the intro for it, and they show the most vicious hits because that's what people want to see.
Hell yeah.
We know Virginia Tech's quarterback got hit by 2 helmets at once in that Notre Dame game.
Nasty sport.
What happened?
Hit by one
guy,
and the other guy was coming and hit his helmet into that guy's helmet.
He's dead now.
And he finished the game.
You like Notre Dame to hit the top 4 at the end of the year? Looking at them now?
I don't know who they're
pretty good.
I still don't think they're mom. Now they change quarterbacks, yeah.
Yeah, the new quarterback is really good.
With Wimbush, they would not be doing this. Yeah, I don't know who's going to beat them now.
Yeah, I could see him. They'll be in the 4. Alabama's going to win, of course, again. But Georgia, Alabama, I don't know who.
You know, it's really a contest to lose to Alabama. Right.
But Georgia probably has the best shot at him.
Clemson.
It's not a sports podcast, guys.
Sorry, I slipped.
You want to get us out of here, Brandon?
Hey, you didn't do This Week in Music. This Day in Music.
What?
You didn't do This Day in Music.
I'll do it over the outro.
Okay.
Jeez, Cole.
It is John Lennon's birthday, for crying out loud.
How dare you not do it when Cole Sprouse is here?
Yeah, Sprouse.
Sprouse.
You're Sprouse.
You like the name so much.
Love it, yeah.
I think Cole's a pretty cool name.
Cole Sprouse is the name.
Okay.
Nobody calls him Cole. They call him Cole Sprouse.
I just think of Mr. Holland's Opus when he... The name of the kid.
You've seen that movie?
Oh, is his name Cole?
Cole. At the very end.
Is that the one that's deaf that can't hear the siren?
Yeah,
and he can't do any fucking music.
Because I'm deaf, I don't get it. John Lennon died.
Mr. Holland teaches music.
Yeah.
And the kid is deaf. End of life. Life sucks.
Went into that job kicking and screaming, and now it's all.
That's why Dreyfus molested so many chicks. I'm so pissed about his kid being deaf.
Mr. Holland's orifice. The gay porn.
Hey, the Beatles were number one on October 9th, 1965. John Lennon's birthday with Yesterday. Their 10th number one. Let's see. 1971, Rod Stewart, number one with Maggie May. The Who played a small low-key show at the University of Surrey, Guildford, with guest John Sebastian joining an harmonica on Magic Bus on this day in 71. John Entwistle's birthday, too.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Sex Pistols signed with EMI for $68,000 on this day in 76. Their contract would be terminated 3 months later after they did a million stupid things. Let's see. Oh, Fifth of Beethoven, number one in this day in 76. One Hit Wonders, Walter Murphy and the Big Apple Band.
Oh, yeah.
That's so bad.
Stones opened the 81 tour on this day in 81, of course. And let's see what else. Stone Roses members all fined $3,000 being found of guilty of criminal damage at the former record company's offices. Nirvana, number one with In Utero on this day in 1993. And we'll see you tomorrow with Trudy. Mark Ridley will be our guest.
See ya.
See ya.
Cole, what is it? He wants to what?
He wants to tell you something. He wants to be sure you understand.
Couldn't we do this another time?
No!
Why do you assume that John Lennon's death would mean nothing to me? Do you think I'm stupid? I know who John Lennon is.
I never said that he was...
I can't read your lips if you don't look at me.
I never said that you were stupid.
You must think so, if you think I don't know who the Beatles are or any music at all. You think I don't care about what it is that you do or what you love? You're my father. I know what music is. You could help me to know it better, but no. You care more about teaching other people than you do about me.
Iris, what does this mean?
That means asshole.
Beautiful, 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 cold.